Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
All right, I'm here. I'm back. I'm on deck. And I'm reloading! Welcome, everybody, to the show. You dig K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Hold on, let me get my drink right. Hold up. Let me finish right. You hear that? The cube, dropping the cube. Yeah. So I'm on vodka tonight. I'm on a vodka cranberry. I switched to the white, man. Hold up. Wait a minute. The music. My bad. The music. Drums, please. Okay. All right. There we go. Yeah. K100 Internet Radio, you dig. I'm your host, Blizzum. God. Make that shit strong. Need more chasing. Shit. Almost up. Okay. All right. Yeah. So anyway, welcome everybody to the show. If you like me, you should be drinking right about now. It's about drinking time. It's that time of the day. You feel me? Go ahead and pour you a drink, man. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and kick your feet up. Put your Bluetooth on. Turn your speakers up on your internet radio connection, on your stereo, on your computer, you feel what I'm saying? And rock out with your boy for the next 2 hours. You dig? Episode 181. Snitching. Now I'm gonna go ahead and get into that. You know how it is. I'm gonna go ahead and jump because I got people on the phone lines already, and I guess people want to talk about this. You people want to talk about snitching? You been snitched on before? What's the problem? Why is everybody so antsy? Why is everybody so jumping? Why everybody calling in so early? Really want to talk? Must got some personal stories or experience to tell. Anyway, once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. This is K100 Internet Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. We're in iTunes. All right. Check us out on all of the above. You feel me? If you want to check us out on the iTunes, make sure you go to the podcast section and do a search for K100. When you see the middle finger, that's us. You know what I'm saying? Want to remind everybody, want to remind all my artists. I got some music sent in to me today. And actually yesterday too. But to the artists who sent me your music in, I had a busy day today, so I didn't get a chance to upload any damn thing. You feel what I'm saying? So with me not being able to upload everything, I'm going to have to get you guys on tomorrow. I uploaded a song that I did, but then I forgot about the fact that you guys sent me these two particular songs. So if that's you guys that's on the line right now, I'm gonna get to you guys if I can while I'm doing the show. I might be able to upload it and still get it on, but then again, I really didn't coordinate it with you guys, and you guys are not gonna be able to do your artist interview and all that kind of stuff, so we'll just do it tomorrow. All right. But if you are an artist, or you know anyone that's an artist that does want to send music into K100, I might be slipping a little bit, but I'll get it on at some point. Send it to K100Radio@gmail.com. Once again, that's K100Radio@gmail.com. You feel me? That's the official email address for the show. You feel me? Hold on a second. Okay, yeah. Yeah, still trying to do three things at one time. Also trying to send out text messages too. You guys, send me your music. Just make sure it's good music. Make sure it's not whack as fuck. Of course, you know, if it's whack as fuck. And that's not my fault. I'm showing all the love in the world to the underground artists, you guys. I really am keeping it 100 with you guys, you know what I'm saying? And what I said I'm going to do when I say I'm going to play your shit, all right? I'm going to play your shit. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you got to give me something to work with. I can't waste my phone line or tie my phone line up with like 3 minutes of just unbearable shit you just don't even want to fucking listen to. You feel what I'm saying? So look, you guys got to make sure you send me some good quality music, all right? I'm going to have to flush that shit, you dig? Okay, moving right along, you dig? I'm going to go ahead and jump into this show since we got, you know what I'm saying, one or two people that actually have their hands up and raised right about now that actually want to talk real quick. You guys stand by. I'm going to go ahead and jump into the synopsis of the show. For those of you listening for the first time, I see a couple of private callers, and who knows who's listening on the internet at blogtalkradio.com/K-100. But anyway, in any event, you guys have to understand that I do this breakdown and synopsis of every one of my shows that I'm about to read. And I do this for every one of my shows because when you go to my website at blogtalkradio.com/K-100, I have like 182 shows, as you can tell already. And so some people may not want to listen to every single one. I have to actually listen to everyone to see what the fuck I'm talking about because it may not pertain to them. So I do this breakdown, and when you go to the website, you can actually find out what the show is about and see if it's even something you'd be interested in. Like I said, I talk about everything from pussy to politics. So, you know what I mean? Everything I talk about is not for everybody. You dig? So go through, read a couple of breakdowns of the shows, and make the determination if that's something that you want to check out. You feel me? All right? And we'll rock out from there. So, without further ado, let me go ahead and jump into it. Episode 182. I'm about to read the synopsis, and we're going to open up the phone line. 347-934-0966. That's the number of dollars to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number of dollars to the show, all right? And I'm reading now from the synopsis of the show. Here we go. There is a code. I see young Pat on the line first, then 917 up on deck after that. There's a code that goes untold in the streets, all right? This code is something that was instilled in many of us as a child, all right? You know, don't be a tattletale. You feel what I'm saying? Don't tell. Don't be a tattletale. That was something even little white kids were told growing up. So this is not a black thing, all right? But then again, in the black community, it carries well over into adult age, especially in the hood. You just don't snitch, so they say, and we'll get into that. It's just that simple, you dig? If you see someone do something that's against the law, you don't go and tell the police if it doesn't directly concern you, all right? You just don't go and say, yeah, I saw such and such stealing such and such shit. You don't do that in the hood. It can get you fucked up. There's a no snitching clause in effect in every hood in America. Even though a lot of people don't adhere to it, it's standard operating procedure for the hood. All right? If you see someone do something that's against the law, you don't tell. The rule is simple, but yet it's complicated at the same time. Because this rule is supposed to be in effect if you're involved in illegal activity. And it's supposed to come with some sort of punishment if you break the rule. The problem with the stop snitching rule and campaign is this. It seems to only be upheld when it doesn't involve a motherfucker going to jail. Once motherfuckers start facing jail time, the whole stop snitching, the whole shit just kind of gets thrown out the window. All right? The whole thing gets kind of thrown out the window. You know what I mean? A lot of wannabe thugs, gangsters, you feel me? They all want to live by this code. They all want to beat people up that snitch on them until they get caught, and then they turn around and do the same thing to avoid that life sentence. Right. That's the problem with the stop snitching rule. It's not ironclad. And the way it works now, back in the day, it used to be punishment. You know, if you was in a mob and you snitched, it was a wrap. Nowadays, the whole stop snitching thing, I'm not really sure if I'm really buying into it anymore, simply because even if you do snitch, what's going to happen? That's not going to happen. You're just going to get out early, and then them same motherfuckers that you snitched on are going to probably try and buy some work for you if you get back on deck. The stop snitching thing has tried to cross over and from being a gangster code to just average everyday street shit. And this is my problem with the stop snitching campaign. You're marketing this stop snitching campaign to people who doesn't apply to. Now you got little kids in high school talking about don't snitch if you see a motherfucker getting bullied.
Yeah.
And here you have a little 12-year-old kid hanging his fucking self because nobody wants to tell that he's getting bullied. See, there's a lot of shit going on with the Stop Snitching campaign. You feel what I'm saying? But we're going to address it all. We're going to get to it, all right? Now, you see, as much as people want to, quote-unquote, keep it real, you never really know whether you're the snitch type until some real pressure get on your ass. You feel me? See, it's one thing to turn and look the other way when the cops are looking for someone you know you did, or looking for someone you know when they did something petty. That's not the same thing when they are looking for someone because they did something to you and yours, or when you are facing prison time. I know all the wannabe thugs in the hood people are going to have an opinion about this. Of course, when it comes down to opinions, you might want to see episode 181. To hell with your fucking opinion. Check that out. Check that out. But at the end of the day, I think everyone has the capacity to be a snitch. Yes, you on the phone. You, with your hand raised. You can be a snitch. I know you think you're hard. I know you think you're gangster. But I don't want to hear your fucking shit. All right? Until you tell me you looked at the feds and a conspiracy charge and you faced it 30 years and you told the motherfuckers to fuck go fuck themselves. When you do that, get at me. So here are the questions for episode 181. And trust me, nigga, I seen the hardest of the hard turn snitch. So I don't want to hear your motherfucking tough talk on the line today. You're not impressing me. Question number one. Do you think it's ever okay to be a snitch, no matter what the situation is? Is it ever okay to be a snitch? Have you ever had a snitch on one? Have you ever had a snitch on someone? Question number two. Have you ever had a snitch on someone to save yourself or to protect a loved one? Have you ever had a snitch on one? And make no mistake about it, people. All right. You know, if you had to call the police and involve the police and tell them that someone else did something to you to protect you or yours or get your possessions back, you're a fucking snitch. Don't try. Listen, this is the thing about it. People are going to try to break it down and categorize what a snitch is. Look, man, if you call the police and the fact that you called the police got a motherfucker locked up, you snitch. No, it's not the same thing as getting caught with a motherfucking pack and then you got them give up your connect, but it's still snitching. Question number three. This is called keep it 100 around this motherfucker. Don't test my gangster today. Do you think it's wrong to tell people in the hood now where you might stay, where you might live, where you might rest, where your car might be parked, where your house is at? Do you think it's wrong to tell people in the hood not to report crimes, a.k.a. stop snitching? Right or wrong, you live in the hood. That's where the fuck you live at. You gonna honestly tell people, don't tell nobody when somebody kick in your motherfucking door and take your shit? Yeah, okay. Question number four. If someone in your family did something wrong and the police was looking for, would you help? If someone in your family murdered a motherfucker, huh? If they murdered a motherfucker, not that they murdered a motherfucker defending themselves, they got to. No, this motherfucker tried to goddamn rob a motherfucker at gunpoint, shot him in the head, then the bullet went through the backseat and shot a little kid. Police looking for this nigga. This your motherfucker first cousin, born and raised with this nigga. You know where he at? They at your door. What you gonna do? Question number five. Is it right to tell your child not to be a tattletale? Is it right to tell your child not to be a tattletale? Should we teach our kids don't be a tattletale? Don't tell. Huh? Should we tell our kids that? I don't know. Let's get it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. First up is Young Pat. Then I see 917 with their hands up. Young Pat, what's happening, homie?
What's going on with you, homie?
Thanks for calling the show, you dig. Episode 181. Once again, welcome everybody that's on the phone lines at 347-934-0966. Welcome everybody tuning in at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. And also, shout out to everybody who listened to me on the podcast after the fact if you couldn't catch the show live. Appreciate the support. Now, Young Pizzle.
What up?
My wisdom. Look, question number one, homie. My wizard. I can't call you my nizzle because you're not black. You're not a nigga. But you're my wizard.
Right, right.
Young nizzle, my wizard. All right, so, Young Pat, do you think it's ever okay? Do you think it's ever okay to be a snitch, no matter in any situation?
Man, hell no.
Oh, I'm waiting for you guys. I'm waiting for you tough guys. I'm gonna make you a snitch before the end of this call, Young Pat. Watch how I do it. I'm gonna turn you into a snitch. I'm gonna turn everyone on the phone line into a snitch who claims they're not a snitch before the end of the show. So you don't think it's ever okay to be a snitch no matter what the situation is, Young Pat?
Hell no.
You ever had your car broken into?
Have I ever had what?
Have you ever had your car broken into or your house?
My house, yes.
Did you call the police?
They stole about $75,000 and work.
Did you call the police?
Hell no. I went and handled it my goddamn self.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, okay. Kudos. Because you can't call the police and tell them you stole my dope and money. I was referring, Young Pizzle, my frizzle, my whistle, to the fact that they break in there and steal your TV or your stereo or your computer.
Yeah, yeah. They cleaned my whole shit out.
But then again, since you had illegal shit going on, I mean, you didn't call the police at all. You didn't tell them nothing.
Hell no, because I was already running from the feds.
Okay, well then I can't even use that as an example. No matter what, you're never gonna cooperate with the police for no circumstance whatsoever.
No.
Have you ever had to snitch on someone to save yourself or protect a loved one?
No.
So let me ask you this. Let me give you a scenario. All right. You say you a D boy, right? You at a certain level. You to the point where you move in half a brick a week. All right. That's good. You're doing good numbers in the hood if you're doing that. You eat.
Yes.
You feel what I'm saying? Good. You ain't, you know what I'm saying? You good. You might still be flying under the radar. Maybe. Depends on the size of your town. But you're moving that breakdown. All right? You feel me? Now, you go, you pick your shit up, all right? You at the house.
Yep.
You feel me? Unbeknownst to you, they already been watching you, and they watching the motherfucker that you come get that come get their shit from you. So now, what they do, in the order they do it, they go get him first, because he's smaller than you. He give you up. They come get you. Now, you really don't know your connect like that. You really don't have no allegiance to him like that. All you do is fuck with this dude. You know, every now and again, you know what I'm saying, only when it's time to handle business. But they got you in the right. They got you on audio video, got you for conspiracy. They're trying to give you 280 months. That's 25 years. Fed.
Okay.
Right? All you gotta do, they don't want you to wear a wire or nothing. All you gotta do is tell them who your connect is. That's it. 280 months, and they don't want you to take the stand. They got about four other cats already on deck for the conspiracy charge, but they just want to make sure, you know what I'm saying, they got the right guy. So you tell them who is it, who your connect is. Of course,
hell
a lot of
no,
times.
I ain't gonna tell them shit. You know, I ain't gonna tell them shit because half of that shit they tell you is a lot.
But this is what they're telling you up top. We just want you to tell us who it is. And we'll cut you down to 8 years.
I can't do it.
25 years compared to 8 years.
I can't do it.
I'm gonna tell you something, homie. Okay, you can't. I'm gonna tell you something. You know what my cousin told me who's doing 25 years in the Fed right now? He said the Fed's full of two kind of niggas. You know what he said?
Was it?
Niggas that snitch and niggas who wish they did. That's coming from the trillest niggas I know. That I know these fuck niggas out here don't want no issues with, period. 100% G. He doing them, he laying down. But you know what he said?
Yeah.
That's what he told. He said the feds full of niggas who snitch or either wish that they did 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So now, I'm not saying that you might be a snitch or not. I'm not saying that you're saying you can't snitch. I'm going to take your word for it. But here's the next question. Do you think it's wrong to tell people in the hood not to report crimes, a.k.a. snitching? Now, remind you, you live in the hood. All right? If you live in the hood, this is where you live. This is where your shit is. Do you think it's wise to tell your neighbors that no matter what, don't call the police?
Yeah, don't call the police.
Really?
Handle it your goddamn self. You in the hood, handle that shit yourself. Because if you call the police to the hood, you're going to end up fucking up more people than you help.
So if somebody breaking your goddamn house, and you ain't got no work in it, you just a legitimate motherfucker. You ain't no dope boy now. Everybody who live in the motherfucking hood ain't no dope boy. Some motherfuckers just live in the hood because they just got a low education and they can't afford to live in suburbia. So that's where they stay. They not thugs. They not in the dope game. So when niggas come over there and do thug shit to them, like kick their motherfucking door in while they going to work all day and clean their shit out, and you sitting on the motherfucking porch and you see the nigga who did it, or they see the nigga who did it. Imagine yourself coming home from working your goddamn 10-hour shift and niggas across the street all day, all they do is sit out there all day. So they probably did see who did it or whatever, but they tell you, man, we ain't snitching. How would that make you feel if you just came home from a 10-hour shift?
I don't have an opinion on that because I ain't never worked a 10-hour shift.
Do you think it's wrong to tell the motherfuckers that work the 10-hour shifts not to report crimes in their hood when they ain't got shit to do with no goddamn dope game? They ain't got shit to do with it. So you trying to tell the motherfucker who go to work every motherfucking day to stop snitching and not snitch on the motherfucker who don't work for their money? You know that you absolutely 100% do know that shit is not going to fly.
Yeah, that shit ain't going to fly, but all I'm going to tell them is, look, if it was me, I wouldn't snitch. I go find out who the fuck did it and handle it myself.
So, this is the point I'm trying to make of the show. Pay attention. How the fuck do you know if you said you never worked a 10-hour job and had to work hard for all that shit? How do you know? Don't gain fast money. You get it, it come, it leave, it go, and you get it right back.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you get paid every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. So how the fuck do you know right now that if you was in that situation, if you was a guy who just happened to live in the hood because that's just the way it is, and you work at two jobs to provide for your motherfucking family, why the fuck are you trying to tell this motherfucking man not to report crime, not to report if a robber crew going around the motherfucking hood kicking the motherfucking doors when they go to work in the daytime? Are you fucking insane? Are you crazy as fuck?
I'm crazy as fuck.
Not responsible for living by no motherfucking code of stop snitching. Fuck you, fuck your code, and fuck that. Because he's in the world. And I don't blame him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can agree with you, but at the same time, honestly, I wouldn't get in their business to begin with.
Man, this is K100 Radio. This is Keep It 100. I'm not pulling no punches with you motherfuckers talking shit tonight. Everybody who said, hey, I never snitched, blah, 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 you probably never been in that situation. You probably never had to work hard for a whole bunch of shit, then for a little young nigga that goddamn skipping school all motherfucking day, kick your motherfucking door in while you go to school and steal your goddamn son PlayStation or some shit like that. And then think, oh, ain't nobody supposed to tell because we in the hood. Are you serious, nigga? Kill yourself for being dumb enough to think that shit gonna fly.
Shit, it probably won't fly. Actually, right, that shit ain't gonna fly. But again, I can't comment on it because I ain't never worked no regular ass job.
From the hood. If you run up in the wrong motherfucking house, nigga, everybody that's on that motherfucking street gonna tell on your ass if you run up in the wrong motherfucking house. Now, if you run into the motherfucking dope boy at the end of the motherfucking dead end, who all he do is trap all day house, they probably gonna tell on that because he getting how he lives. It come with his territory. But everybody else on that motherfucking street who go to work every day, breaking one of their motherfucking houses and seat on the motherfucking next to him, telling your motherfucking ass.
Yeah,
and
they
you
will.
Tell them, stop that. And you gonna actually tell me that I should tell them to stop snitching? I should put the motherfucking shirt on with the motherfucking stop sign and say stop snitching on that motherfucker and tell them that? Fuck, nigga, fuck you. And by the way, for all you motherfuckers listening, nigga, don't get it fucked up, nigga. I used to do that. That was me, nigga. I was that hustler. I'm certified, stamped and approved around this bitch. I ain't got to prove nothing. Ask about me. You feel what I'm saying? But I already know, at the end of the motherfucking day, nigga, everybody on this whole street where I was at, everybody ain't doing what we doing. So to sit here and realistically thank the motherfucker, the only motherfuckers I ever held up to that code was motherfuckers who was doing what I was doing. But when you walk around the hood and say, stop snitching, you don't say all the motherfuckers in the door. You try to tell the whole motherfucking hood to stop snitching, my nigga. And everybody in the motherfucking hood don't push work. So it's fucking retarded for you to think everybody in the hood should be on some stop snitching shit when everybody in the hood ain't on that motherfucking hustling shit. Everybody in the hood don't sell dope. Some motherfuckers in the hood go to work every day. Your motherfuckers gonna tell on your motherfucking ass, and rightfully so. Because, nigga, you can't entrap them in your world, think they gonna live by your goddamn hustling rules, nigga. It don't work like that.
That's
retarded to even think a motherfucker gonna do that. The only motherfuckers who should be adhering to this stop stitching code, and even they don't adhere to it, is the hustlers. And even they don't. So if the motherfucker hustlers don't adhere to the stop stitching code, what the fuck make you think the average motherfucker is? So stop walking around the hood with your motherfucking stop snitching t-shirts on, nigga. Talking tough about what you gonna do to anybody that tell. Fuck, boy. Breaking my shit, and I don't motherfucking sell dope no more when I go to work every day, niggas. Hopefully I just catch you in the act, nigga, so I ain't gotta involve the motherfuckers. Except when they come pick your puss ass up out my front yard.
Yeah.
But if I can't, nigga, don't think I ain't finna goddamn try and get your ass jammed up, nigga. Because I don't sell dope. I work for this shit now. So I'm in a whole other league. If I'm doing some illegal shit, then that's different.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I agree with you on that aspect of it, like, when it's all put together like that. Yeah, I ain't never think about it like that, you know, because where I was at, everybody was selling dope, or everybody was buying dope, so.
Dope, everybody. I'm from a hood where a lot of niggas sold dope, and everybody in the hood wasn't selling dope, period. Period, point blank. I'm from a hood where a lot of black men did sell dope, and I did myself. But at the end of the day, I knew for a fact we all wasn't doing it. And therefore, when it came down to what we was doing in this motherfucking hood, I would not realistically expect half of the motherfuckers on my street to adhere to some goddamn code of stop snitching if they see me doing some shit, if they get jammed up, or if they back against the wall and they got in the police pressuring them. Because they don't even motherfucking hustle. So I know they gonna tell. That's why I don't do shit around them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't do shit where they can see it. Because I only want to put them in a position because I know they're going to tell. They ain't in this shit.
Yep.
They're going to tell. And half of the niggas in this shit going to tell. Give enough time facing them.
Yeah, that
listen,
make
man,
sense.
I got family. I got friends. You feel me? Lifelong friends. Jeez.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's doing wild numbers in right now. You feel what I'm saying? I done talked to these cats, man. I done went up there to visit these niggas in federal pen. All right? I done wrote letters. I done put monies on these niggas' books, nigga, when I barely got it. So all this motherfucker phone line, my nigga, that want to talk all this tough shit. Like, you know about this fast shit, nigga. I was investigated by them crackers. Don't, I don't want to hear this. Don't come talking slick on my motherfucking phone lines, nigga, like you talking to a lame nigga. Because I'm a motherfucking talk radio show host now, nigga. Don't get it twisted.
Right.
Ask about me in my hood. Where I'm from, Bay County. Ask about my motherfucking people, nigga, who I was running with. So when it comes down to this stop snitching shit, it's a motherfucking code, but then again, it ain't. It's a motherfucking code up until motherfuckers facing long time. And then niggas lay the fuck down. That's how this motherfucking shit works. Once again, like my motherfucking nigga told me, during these 25, your fans is full of niggas who either A, snitch, or goddamn B, wish they did.
Yeah.
He doing them 25, he laying down. This is my nigga, I talked to him on the phone. I sent him money. So everybody who want to talk tough about quote-unquote code of no snitching and shit now, be careful. Because at the end of the motherfucking day, make sure when I open the phone line, you know what the fuck you're talking about. Because I'm going to tell you, I know how many niggas snitch. I know how many niggas who quote-unquote was G's and really was getting money who did turn. I know. You ain't going to talk about some shit I motherfucking don't know. You can't talk me down. I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the motherfucking day, everybody who say, no, I never snitch, okay. If you say that, that's cool. I'm gonna take your word for it. I'm gonna let you have that today. When the motherfuckers got there and put them 280 months in your motherfucking face, nigga, and tell you to tell them the motherfucker you ain't got no love for, we gonna see what you do. And at the end of the day, all you motherfuckers thinking people in the hood who need to adhere to a stop snitching code, who ain't in the motherfucking game, you a fucking idiot. Because they live in the hood, they ain't supposed to tell. When you kick into their motherfucking people shit, knowing nigga they could be next, nigga kill your fucking retarded self. This shit real life around this bitch. This called K100 Radio. I don't give a fuck what you heard, nigga. I know this shit. At the end of the motherfucking day, they owe you no allegiance, nigga. What you need to do is keep your motherfucking shit on low and out their motherfucking goddamn eyesight, so if they ever have to be in put a position to ask what the fuck they know, they can't say shit because they don't know shit.
Exactly.
The cardinal mistake a lot of so-called hustlers make. All right, young Pills, I got one more question. I'm going to get to 917-850. I see you on the phone. I can go on and on about shit like this, homie. You feel me?
Yeah.
Only because I know so much shit about people in my hometown who been snitched on and had to snitch. People I actually know. You feel me? That it for when motherfuckers talk that shit about, man, fuck that shit. Don't, nigga. I know motherfuckers that had so much motherfucking time facing them, my nigga, and turned. You feel what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I bet you won't go to their motherfucking face as soon as they get out and call them a snitch to their face. So they'll beat your motherfucking ass. And I bet you won't do it. You know what I'm saying? I bet you won't, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I bet you fucking won't, even when they jump out.
Real.
And it depends on where you from. Niggas ain't getting killed for snitching no more. Niggas get out and go right back into the game.
Exactly.
This shit ain't a Wild West, nigga. This ain't the mob. Niggas snitch, get out, and still get back in the game. Depending on, unless you snitched on a direct connect fresh off the motherfucking boat, bitch, the odds of the average motherfucker really coming back and getting that murder charge about that shit right now, it's slim to none, man. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
It's my hood. I know niggas up in Atlanta, big ass city, who do the same thing. Niggas are snitching left and right. So all this whole stop snitching campaign. I see it, I hear it, but at the end of the day, my nigga, I know it's fugazi. Because these niggas can't possibly really know what the fuck the game is really like. Walking around with these motherfuckers.
The motherfucking shit happened to me. I got snitched on and I had the feds calling my phone while I was out of town talking about some shit. And I was just like, well, I'm not there, so good luck with that. And then hung up on them. And then when I came back to the A, I just disappeared from that one place. You know what I'm saying? And I just got questioned by the feds a few weeks ago, about a month or so ago, about some other shit. And they asked me about some other shit that they were talking to me about. They was like, did you ever live out there? And I was like, yeah, I lived there, but I never got in trouble out there. So, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. And they left it at that.
I mean, they're gonna ask you. They're gonna investigate. I want to break it down to the simplest form. I'm gonna ask you the next question. I got 917 on the line. If someone in your family did something wrong, and the police was looking for them, would you help? Now, this your family now, but let's say your family shot and killed a little kid on some bullshit.
Shot and killed a little kid on some bullshit.
Yeah. This your family now, this your homeboy, but he was trying to rob a motherfucker and then goddamn shot a little motherfucking 3-year-old kid in the head on accident. They looking for him. What would you do?
Well, damn, I hope y'all find him, but I ain't seen or heard from him. He kind of disappeared. If I hear anything, I'll let y'all know. And good luck with your search. I'll see y'all later.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
What if you raped a little girl?
I mean, I would take matters into my own hands at that point.
What are you gonna do? You gonna beat your cousin up for raping a little girl? You gonna beat people up for raping a little girl?
I'm gonna beat them to a bloody pulp, and then I don't know what's gonna happen after that.
Okay, but you're not gonna tell the police.
I know somebody. What if
told you they give you a $100,000 reward, just like this nigga Jamie Hood when they was looking for him, 50 stacks on your head. And he raped a little kid. He raped a little kid, so he basically, if you rape a little motherfucking kid, nigga, you deserve to be locked up, and I don't give a fuck what nobody say. If you don't like that,
you
suck my fucking dick. All right? And then on top of that, you get 50 racks out of it. What then?
What then?
Everybody has the propensity to be a possible snitch. It's all going to depend.
Yeah, they do.
This is my point. This is my argument for the show. Everybody has the propensity to possibly be a fucking snitch. Don't never say you will never snitch, nigga, until you get into a motherfucking situation. Because I done seen the hardest of the hard who swore me down for years and years, they'll never be a snitch, and they turn because they was facing 30 fucking years in the feds. All right? Do the 30 years, or tell them this nigga and do 8. 8 to 30.
Well,
that's 22 more years. 22 more years.
Me, I've already looked at 30 years in the face, so... And I ain't snitched on nobody. I just left town. I went and joined the military and did that whole good shit.
You was really facing it then it came and got your ass off that motherfucking goddamn boot camp line, period, point blank. You really wasn't facing it. You think you can't run from them and hide in the military. That shit don't work. If they really want you, nigga, they're coming to get you out that motherfucking goddamn push-up line. Yeah, they're coming to get you.
Hey.
I'm going to fuck what? They're coming to get you.
Oh, shit. They ain't coming to get me because I had... one of the police in my pocket, and I watched them actually shred every document with my name on it.
Well, that's a whole other situation. Hope they're not listening.
Yeah.
Stay on the line.
Stay on the line.
Don't hang up. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Listen, everybody. I'm going to need for you to understand. This is called K100 Radio. It's called Keep It Real. I'm giving it to you real as fuck. You feel what I'm saying? Niggas, in the game especially, 917, here I come. 850, you after that. Ruby Candy, then Billy Bad Phoenix. In that order. Listen, man. You can't. The whole Stop Snitching campaign with the t-shirts and all that, when I first saw it, I was like, yeah, I can understand what they're trying to say. Because I really hate it when people do them folks' jobs. Nothing makes me madder than watching an episode of The First 48 and knowing from the outside looking in after the fact that these motherfuckers had nothing on the motherfucker until this motherfucker said something. Makes me sick. Makes me sick. I be like, ah, snitching ass motherfucker, blah, blah, blah. But it only really bothers me when they really had nothing to lose or get into trouble or gain from it. But if they were directly involved with it, if they motherfucking loved one was the person that got murked, you feel what I'm saying? What the fuck do you think them folks gonna do? What the fuck are you gonna do? We're gonna find out. 917. What's poppin'?
What it do? What it do?
Oh, this is the homie Nooney. What's happening, homie? I keep forgetting that.
Houston in the building. Houston in the building.
All day long. My homie Nooney Jr.
Hey man, before I even get started, I'm about to say something. Where I'm originally from is with a lot of people in no snitch zone. And
right.
I'm talking about Melpomene Project New Orleans. Like if you tell them, and if they can't find you, your mama will get murdered. And if they can't find your mama, they're gonna murder your girl. Now, when I was in the military and living in some parts of Houston, the no snitch zone kind of goes away. But now certain parts of Houston still have a no snitch zone, but certain parts don't. You feel me?
Right.
But and also, well, hey, go ahead and ask.
Hold on. Make sure you get in a good. You kind of breaking up on the signal too, so make sure you can give me a good signal because you're kind of going in and out. All right.
Okay.
So, look. Like I said, there are a small select few hoods in this country where the no snitch zone is in effect, and if you do, you could get killed. But I guarantee you, most hoods now, we talk about most hoods, not every hood, but most hoods, we're gonna say about 85% of the hoods, which are low income places and projects and shit, that niggas snitch and nothing happens. Would you agree with that,
man? Hey, like, the game done really changed. Like, I think back in the day, when I was in elementary school, they was killing people everywhere for snitching. But now, just like you said, niggas are telling B, and they might not be on the same block, but they might be on a block real close to it, and people be knowing where they at, and don't nothing happen, or something might happen down the line. But, you know, like, back in the day, when somebody snitched, next week, your house was shot up.
Right.
Like the next 2-3 days, the house was shot up. And that was everywhere. Because you know me, I'm a well-traveled person. I've been to Cleveland. I've been to Miami. I've been everywhere. You feel me? You know.
Right.
But cool. Go ahead. I'm already ready for these
All
questions.
Right. All right, here we go. So let me go ahead and jump to the questions. Episode 182 with my homie Nooney Jr. All right. Snitching. That's the name of the show. Question number one. Do you think it's ever okay to be a snitch, no matter in any situation?
You mean like for me, for anybody else?
Well, for you, is do you live by a no snitch code, regardless, no matter what period?
I don't know if I live by a code, but one thing that I do know is that I do not cooperate with the police. You know, but like that's my own thing. I don't think it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's wrong. I don't think it's right. I think it's a person's personal choice. Cause like for example, I heard you ask somebody broke in his house would he call the laws? Like for example, and when I was in the Navy, this is before the Marine Corps, somebody broke in my house and stole a lot of my stuff. Now,
I called my insurance company. They told me you have to have a police report.
Right.
To process this claim. And the funny thing was, I know who did it. Or, you know, well, I ain't going to say I know, but I had a good idea. But I didn't tell them that. I just told them that this is what I had, and it's gone now. And
right.
with that, I was able to get my, you know, my money back from the insurance
right.
company.
Right.
And, like, I don't see that as snitching. I mean, that's not snitching. You know, that's called cooperating. You know what I mean? You know, because if I was aware of a crime that happened in my own residence and I called them, that's not snitching. You know, when you snitch, you know, first of all, you have to point them to the right direction. You
right.
know, you can't sit on a wild goose chase, because me telling them I don't know who did it, it's a million and a half people in Jacksonville, Florida that could have did this. That's
right.
That's not snitching.
Right,
and
right.
I'm not even trying to defend myself, like, you know. Like, I heard Pat, and I know Pat is listening, and I'm just going to keep it 100. Some of the stuff he was saying didn't sound so right. But, hey,
right.
for me to judge, only God can judge people. Pat's still my homie no matter what he said. But some
right.
of the stuff he said don't sound real. I mean, I keep 100 on Looney Just Live, on K1, I keep it 100 everywhere. But some of the stuff he said, it just didn't sound too right. But like I said, you can't be a snitch because you called to get your insurance claim together. Like, that's not snitching.
Right,
you're
right.
That Donnie from 4300 Brand Street did this. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Johnny Hillary.
What if you knew she did it? What if you knew she had your shit right at that moment? What would you do?
You already know what time it is.
So you would go over there and strong arm take it back and risk getting an assault charge.
See, let me tell you something about me, man.
Uh-huh.
I'm not. Like, when I was a little boy, I was like a firecracker.
Right.
But as I've grown and matured, a lot of times if I got a problem with somebody, I might wait 4 or 5 years.
Uh-huh.
You know, I might wait, or I might see you somewhere and snap. I mean, I'm like, I don't know how much you know about me, but I've been taking all kind of medicines, you feel me?
Right.
You know, for various reasons. Like, when I was a little boy, man, I was out of control. Like, I wasn't like the thug type. You know how you say that thug people would beat somebody down and they were thugs? See, I wasn't thug. I was an abused, wounded child.
Right.
When you're that kind of person, this impulse inside of you that can just really go outrageous and you can do anything, and then, you know, but that's a whole other story. But like I said, you know, it done been stuff happened to me from people before, and I handled it in my own way, you know. But as far as doing it right then and there, that ain't really me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, me, honestly, I done let some people make it. I ain't even did nothing about it. Cause guess what? When you live in the ghetto, the stuff that you do to people gonna come back to you no matter what. No matter what you think, you might have think that you came up and you robbed this dude for two stacks, but two years down the line, somebody might shoot you and your little girl, you know, and that's just how it happens.
Okay.
How it happens. I'm not saying that I always walk away from situations. I'm just saying if I have a sound mind. And I can think about it, and I can process. Sometimes I just let shit go, because some people ain't even worth the problem. You know what I'm saying? I done had situations with some dudes, and I know that they don't have the type of mind that I have. Like, my type of mind is, like, for example, if me and Blizzard got a problem, obviously Blizzard, I'm not gonna come up to you and talk to you and keep hating on you. I'm gonna separate myself from you so that we don't have to see each other no more. But I know some people, once you get into it with them,
right.
And they can beat you in a fight, even if you're better than them, they will get you. They will snitch on you. They will kill you. They will set you on fire. They will tell other people that you stole from them, and they will get you. So sometimes I choose my battles. You feel me?
All right. So let me ask you question number two. You said you've never had to snitch on anyone to. Well, have you ever had to snitch on one to save or protect yourself or a loved one? Have you ever been put into a situation where you had to tell the police or had to do some kind of snitching to the police and talk to the authorities, or because for your own safety or for the safety of somebody you love, you had to do it?
Nah, I ain't. Well, I don't know if I had to do it, but I haven't did it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
Question. I mean, like, I'm one of them. And, like, I'm
your
not. Like,
hold on, your phone breaking up. What you say?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's going in and out.
Okay, like, I don't want you to think that I'm on the phone talking tough and bragging, because I don't think that this is a accomplishment, the way that I act. I think that it is a tragedy.
Right.
You feel me?
Well, why do you think it's a tragedy? Because
the simple fact, okay, my mama is from the ghetto. My daddy from the ghetto. My mama just left the ghetto, but she got a nice house, and she live around white people. This is the first time in her life that she's ever lived around white people. But guess what they do in her neighborhood? If I pull up in my car and I got all my clothes in there, because, you know, some people sleep in their car, you know, and if you leave your car parked in a spot for more than 24 hours, guess what happens to your car in that white neighborhood?
They tow it.
Right. But guess what happens in the ghetto when you leave a car there for 6 months, 6 years? It stays there. And guess what that does? That pollutes the neighborhood. That kills the neighborhood. That takes down the property value. So basically, by not snitching, you are killing the neighborhood. By not cooperating, by not being an informant, by not developing a relationship with the authority of law, you are killing the neighborhood. And I am very guilty of that.
So for question number three, which is my favorite question of all of them, do you think it's wrong to tell people in the hood to not report crimes, to AKA stop snitching?
I think it's wrong, and I think it's right. I think it's both of them. Why? Because guess what? Just like you said, you got grandmothers out here. You got a little football player that's in the 10th grade that don't sell drugs. And even if they do sell drugs, you still shouldn't. Like, that don't give you the right to hurt somebody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, leave that dude alone. Like, if me and you was on the block and you was making $10,000 a night and I was only making $100, I wasn't raised to come rob you. I wasn't raised to come hurt you. I was raised to congratulate the people that's doing better than me and try to be like them. That's how I was raised.
Right.
See, I was raised by good people with a good background. I wasn't raised by haters and salty snitches and all that. Like, I was raised by people who don't tell on people. You feel me? And also, I was raised by people who don't rob people for just because they got more than them. You know. But anyways, like, I think that it's wrong to say stop snitching, but I think it's right to say stop snitching because a lot of times,
you got to pick one. You got to pick one.
No. Listen. I don't have to pick one.
Why not?
I'm about to tell you why it's right.
Okay.
For example, if you live in the Melphamine Project, you're doing a great job by letting somebody know that so-and-so raped this girl or that so-and-so shot this person because you are making your neighborhood a safer place. But I'm going to tell you what you also just did. You put yourself up on the firing line because the New Orleans Police Department is not going to protect you. They are not going to save you. See, you got cities like Los Angeles, and you got cities like Houston where you can kind of hide. You can disappear, right? Well, no, I'm going to say in Houston you can't really disappear. But if you move far enough away, people might not even know you on this side of town. But in New Orleans, when you snitch, New Orleans is so small and so crowded, they will find you. There's no way to escape. You will get murdered. So by you cooperating and you putting a murderer away, you just killed your own self. So that's why I say I think it's wrong, because of the system that they use. The system that they use to protect witnesses is subpar. It is unsatisfactory, and it ain't even cool. Now, now, as far as I go, I won't do it, but I'm not bragging. I see Pat was saying that he wouldn't do it because that's his code. I'm saying I won't do it because it's just not me. It's something that's been instilled in me, and you can call it a code, but I'm not going around throwing up signs talking about, oh, yeah, I'm real, because I don't know. I just don't do it because I don't like the – I do not like the authorities.
Right.
You feel me? I do not like them because of what they have done to me. When I was an honest person who wasn't doing wrong, they have beat me on the concrete, stepped on me, stepped on my brothers just because of who we were related to, because we did not inform.
Right.
It's not my fault just because I'm related to somebody who is making more money than you. It's not my fault. Don't blame me for that.
So and I think that's how I am. Everybody that listens to K1 Internet Radio, everybody knows I really 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 fucking hate the police. I've never I had one situation where I had the cooperate. And it was because I was put in the worst possible situation ever. And stay on the line, Nuni, if you can, because I really want to tell that story. But I want to make sure
listen,
I get my call.
Listen.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm about to say, but can't nobody, like I heard you say earlier, if a person rape a person and they turn them in, like ain't no real man gonna judge somebody who does that.
But that's still snitching though, right? You know that, right? It's still snitching.
I don't know what you call it. You feel me?
Yeah,
but
you
know? Listen. I'm not gonna get into all that. What I'm telling you is, can't no real man who was raised to be real get mad at somebody. Now, I wouldn't turn them in, but I'm just telling you, if somebody went and turned in their son, their cousin, that don't make you a punk. To me, dog, that's something that God would say is the right thing. See, people get so caught up with the law of the land, and they get caught up with all this crazy stuff, and I'm not even no spiritual dude, but I'm just saying, if a person rape a little 6-year-old girl or a 26-year-old woman, and somebody tell on them, who am I to judge the person who told? Who am I? The person that should be getting judged is the one who raped the person. You feel me? Now,
If someone in your family did something like that and the police was looking for them, would you tell them? Or you don't care, even if they did rape a little 6-year-old girl, would you cooperate with the authorities on finding this person? If it was somebody that you really knew, you wouldn't?
No. And you want to know why?
Why?
Because the authorities that I grew up around, when you tell them something, and I've never told them anything, but I know people who have cooperated on rape stuff and all that. Guess what they do? They end up implicating the person that told them. Like, they are so crooked where I'm from. I can't speak on everybody else's hood, but in my line of duty, basically, even in the military, if you know now, I know for the white boys, when they were telling on people, they seemed to be getting away with everything, and they was the one getting advanced. But, like for example, we was in the barracks, and a dude had a roommate that was doing heroin, but they weren't really roommates. They were, like area mates. So he told on them, and guess what happened to him?
What?
He got in trouble, too, because he had knew for, 3 months, and I don't know, they just figured out a number that he had already known. But when he did tell on the dude, he got in trouble too, man. And I feel like behavior is something that you learn. Like sometimes you have DNA and that's gonna make you kind of person you is. But if you see a person do something, a certain thing, and it don't work for them, it makes you be discouraged to do it. It makes you not want to do it. And every time I know somebody who's ever cooperated, they've never got a positive reaction from it. They've never. And that's in my life. Now, I can't speak to nobody else, but I'm going to tell you what I would do. I sure wouldn't fool with him no more.
Right,
he can't come around me. And I'm not saying that I should get points for that, but I'm just telling you about me because I've been in this situation. And like you said earlier, a person ain't never been in a situation. Bro, the reason why I had joined the Marine Corps and switched from the Navy to the Marine Corps is because I went on leave, and see, I can kind of talk about this situation now. I know what I can and what I can't say, but when I went on leave, my first time on leave from the Navy, I had rented a car at the New Orleans International Airport. I got in the car. One thing about New Orleans, the workers are ghetto. They don't check the rental car, and I was ghetto too. I didn't think about checking the trunk. But there was some stuff up in that trunk, and I just got in the car. I didn't know what was in there. I didn't even have no bag, bro. I was just fresh to get off a boat. You feel me? I was happy.
Right.
So I got stopped by New Orleans PD, four New Orleans PD cars, Louisiana State Trooper, Louisiana Highway Patrol, DEA, and some other kind of agency that I never even heard of.
Uh-huh.
In that trunk, it was a lot of dope.
Uh-huh.
You know, one thing about the Navy, and you know what I'm talking about, the Navy will put you under the bus. They will not protect you.
Right.
Well, the Navy will. I mean, I'm just saying, a few people will. But I'm gonna get to that.
Right.
I had a command master chief, feel me, that looked out for me.
Right.
Everybody else didn't. The lieutenant, my department head, my first class petty officer, my E6, my E7, none of them looked out for me, but the E9 did, the command master chief.
Right.
You know? He looked out for me, even though there was nothing that he could really do, because when you get caught with dope, you get caught with dope, period. But what he did was give me good, legal representation. He got me somebody who would take my case for free. And make a long story short, sitting in there, they questioned me, interrogated me. Now, for me to snitch on somebody, and I didn't even know where the dope came from, like, I had nobody to even tell on.
Right.
And once they figured out that I wasn't going to tell who dope that was, because I didn't even know who it was, then they wanted to ask me about other questions. They looked at all my tattoos. They sent NCIS to the location I was at, and they wanted to see all my tattoos. They asked me that I know how to throw up the gangster disciple folk sign, that I know how to throw a blood and crib, all this bullshit, trying to tap my mind. But anyways, I never did talk to him, and I don't know what
but
happened.
But you never was in a position to snitch because you didn't know who it was, though. You didn't know what it was. You weren't in a position.
Hold on, Blizzard. But if you know like I know, and I know that you know like I know,
uh-huh.
If a person get caught with 100 pounds of marijuana in the trunk,
uh-huh.
And you got pills in the trunk, and guns in the illegal guns, they're going to tell on anybody to get out of that situation if they mind possessing them to do that. Me
yeah,
being from where Blizzard, if you
I
say no, Blizzard, if you, hey, listen.
I mean,
listen.
Really though? I mean, you going to just make up shit?
Like, no, you don't have to make up something. If you from the ghetto and you know people that's doing this stuff, you don't have to make it up. All you got to do is tell on them, right?
Well, yeah, true. You're right about that. You're right.
If you sit there and tell me that has never happened, then I don't know what to say.
No, I'm not saying that's never happened. I know plenty of dudes who got caught with work and put it on niggas who didn't even. But because they was known D boys, it's okay for you to put it on them, and the folks gonna believe
you. Do you know how many of those kind of people that I know?
Yeah,
a lot.
I mean, but
I know. Listen. I know D boys, C boys, B boys, A boys, No boys. I know them all. I'm related to so many of them. Like it doesn't even like if I was that type of person, I could have gave them what they wanted. Just on my last name, I could have gave it to them. I could have. You know what I'm saying? But all I'm telling you, they did a lot to me. Like they sent me to the brig. They treated me bad, bro. Like I know dudes go to jail, and I've been to juvenile. I've been to TYC. I almost got sent to TDC. You feel me? And this is real stuff. Like you can read about me too. You can ask about me too. You know what I'm saying? Like I have all these scars to prove it and all that. But basically, what I'm saying is, I did not cooperate. I didn't even have nothing to cooperate on. But I know people in that situation who still would have cooperated with some other information. And
but that would make
them
a fucking liar, not snitch. You know what I'm saying?
But you still snitching though. You still telling. You still cooperating. It's still cooperating. It's cooperating.
Yeah, cool.
No matter
yeah.
what you say, if I give him an address, if I give him an address on Josephine Street where I know it's 100 bricks at, if you say that ain't snitching, that's snitching.
Well, that's snitching. Because you know they go over there and kick the door in and you know it's going to be some work in there and then they can just kind of, you know, yeah, that's snitching.
Coming from where I'm from and who I'm affiliated with or who I used to be affiliated with, because I don't even deal with people like that no more. I know those kind of people. I knew those kind of people. And it wasn't just one. It was everybody, like almost everybody from that area was doing that. I mean, we had people that was doing credit card scams, check scams, dope scams, guns, everything, prostitution. I could have told on a lot of people. But I didn't. Now, see, the Master Sergeant, you know, I was a hospital corpsman, Fleet Marine Force. He referred me to Gunnery Sergeant Tillman. After I beat all that stuff, when I came back to the command and they sent me to the TPU, which is a temporary personnel unit,
right.
I got treated like I was a straight dirtbag because of false accusations.
Oh, you already know that. Yeah, you listen. Know, once you get scarred, you know what it is. I got the same treatment. So, you know, I lived that. Yeah.
I did a DD 13006. You know what that is, right?
Yeah. The transfer.
Okay, so, but see, I had to do additional paperwork to transfer branches.
Right.
You know, so, and that's why I ended up joining the Marine Corps, because I was a hospital corpsman for the Fleet Marine Force, you know?
Right.
And so, like, you know, I heard you say that people haven't been facing it. I'm not saying what I was facing, what I wasn't facing, because they didn't even give me a court. They just treated me bad, bro. I'm talking about they did me wrong. Like,
right.
They did me wrong.
So you stood up to the test, and you didn't. You could have gave them anything just to pacify them, and you didn't. And that's cool. That's cool. But at the end of the day, I got too many people. I got to get ready to go take these other calls. You feel me? I got these other calls. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you didn't snitch. You didn't. But for question number three, and I'm going to go ahead to the next call as soon as I get this. Who's up next? Let me see who's on the list. Ruby Cannon was up next. Oh, no, 850-624 is up next.
And before you ask the next question, I ain't gonna say no names because I don't want to put dude out there. Uh-huh. But one of my peoples that AJ knows very, very well, me and him was in a murder investigation when I was in high school, and I didn't tell on him either. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like...
I'm gonna tell you my high school story, and I got 5 people from the 850, which is Panama City, more than likely, because I don't know how many Tallahassee people listening to this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That may know about this is what I'm talking about. Hang on, Noonan, but I'll leave your mic open. But 850-624 is on deck. But it's probably about six on the phone line who probably maybe remember this story a little bit. Right. This is how I know, and I've never had to cooperate with the authorities ever, but one time in my life, and it was straight up a set of circumstances where people gave me a pass. You feel what I'm saying? People in the hood knew what I did, but people in the hood gave me a pass because of the situation that I was put in. You feel me? I had two friends, and we was all friends. I had a friend that shot another friend. Right. Shot another friend. I wasn't there when it happened, but I pulled up shortly after it. This is Panama City. It's a small place. I pulled up shortly after it. The friend who shot the friend left the scene of the crime and gave the gun he shot the person with to a person, right? When I pulled up, I was in the midst of everything trying to make sure my homie was all right because we thought he was going to die, and everybody went to the hospital with him and everything and all this kind of shit. Fast forward 2 days later, I'm 16 years old. I'm out here in the game. We fucking around. I see a close friend of mine get shot. Other niggas talking about they got pistols. Other niggas beefing. Other niggas, we fighting on you know, every now and again on bullshit about bullshit, you know, confrontations about bullshit. But at the end of the day, when you're 16 and you out here doing this little wild shit, you thinking, shit, I need a pistol. I personally felt like I needed to arm myself because I just seen my partner get shot by a nigga we thought was cool with us, and, you know, they just got to an argument. So at that point, I'm thinking, shit, anybody can kill you out here, so you got to think I'm 16. So I'm thinking I need to get myself, my hands on a pistol. I go out. I run across my homeboy. The next day, the next night, he tells me, I got a pistol. You want to buy one? I buy the pistol, not knowing the fact that that's the same exact pistol that the dude shot my partner with. I didn't even know it. It just so happened. The town's so small, I knew everybody. You feel what I'm saying? So the guy I bought the pistol from was he knew it was because he got it straight. When he shot my partner, he left the scene and then seen him and said, here go the gun, and left. That same nigga he got a gun to turned right back around knowing we all know each other and knowing that the police going to be looking for this gun because it's a gun he just shot a motherfucker 5 times with and sold it to me. And he actually supposed to be my homeboy, which, of course, we never been cool since. Sold a gun to me. I'm at home. I get the gun. After they start investigating the whole shit, they pick my homeboy because it's that small. He ain't got nowhere to run. They pick him up to maybe later on that evening. He down in jail. They're trying to find the weapon because they don't know if my homeboy going to live or die. So they're trying to find the weapon that he shot him with. He tells them. He breaks. He breaks because he already caught. Everybody seen. He shot him in front on a basketball court over a fucking basketball game that they got into an argument about in front of 20 people. So they know he did it. So when they asked him, what did you do with the gun? Where did you throw it? We want the gun. We're going to give you life or try and hang you out. He breaks down, tells them who he gave the gun to. They go get this nigga and tell him that he gave it to me. Now, I hadn't took the gun and stashed it somewhere where they never would have found it. I didn't keep it in my house because I was living with my grandma at the time. And so I put it somewhere deep off in the cut in one of my little cuts in the woods where I used to put the work and everything that they'll never find. They'll search that bitch all day. They're never going to find it. But when they came to me and told me, look here, we know he gave him the gun and he gave the gun to you because both of them sitting down at the police station right now and they done already told on you. They know you was the last person that they gave the gun to, period, point blank. Right? Not to mention the gun was stolen from a nigga that robbed a pawn shop 2 weeks before that. When they pull up at my motherfucking house, they got the nigga that robbed the pawn shop, the nigga that gave me the gun, and two detectives. I had to give him the gun, even though, whether I gave him the gun or not, the homie was going to ride anyway. But when they came down on me, I'm 16, they're telling my people, obstruction of justice, all this, we're going to lock you the fuck up, give us the gun right now, and you better give it to us right now. Was that quote-unquote a form of snitching? I don't know, but I did have to hand over the weapon that was used in the commission of the crime. I had to do it because, first of all, I didn't even fucking know that was a gun, and this fuck nigga gave me the motherfucking gun knowing damn well it was a gun. And when I wake up, they right at my motherfucking doorstep like, we know you got it. If you don't give it to us, we go lock you the fuck up. You going to jail tonight, right now. So I gave it up. Everybody in the hood was like, oh, you supposed to do that because you got put in a fucked up situation. I felt like a snitch. Regardless.
Hey, No, you don't know what I'm finna say. I'm not like the other people call the show that be lying. Like, I'm 100% real, dog. Like, don't ever think that I'm like a fake person. Like, believe me, I'm like too real. Like, I done took a bullet for one of my people, so that's not me. But what I'm trying to tell you is that the rules of the hood are so fucked up, right?
Right.
You know the rules of life is like, you know, if you put money into an investment, you might see money back, you might not. But the bad thing about the hood, dog, and I'm finna walk about two people I don't even know. These niggas could beat me up for talking to them. And I'm finna ask for their opinion. The bad thing about the hood is if a nigga give you a fucked up gun that got bodies on it,
uh-huh,
and you don't tell on them, you go to the pen.
Right.
If you do tell on them, you snitching on the nigga that fucked you up. Am
right.
I right?
Right, yeah.
Even though he did you wrong, right?
Right.
Because if you my nigga, I ain't supposed to give you no fucked up gun.
Right.
Because you my nigga.
Right.
I'm not supposed to do that. It's like I ain't supposed to. You feel what I'm saying, right? So,
right.
Like, the rules of the hood, dog, is fucked up. So niggas who play a hood game, one thing you got to understand, and I'm not saying you got to understand, hey, man, thanks, y'all. Hey, if you got business cards for your entertainment label, go ahead and shoot that to me. You heard me? Okay. You know what I'm saying? The bad thing about the hood blizzard is that it's a fucked up life, fucked up rules. And if as long as you play the hood game, you will lose. I don't give a fuck who you think you is or how hard you think you is. Like, all these niggas calling, talking about this and that on your show, what they don't understand, see, one thing that I do understand is by me not telling on a person who give me a fucked up gun, I'm going to spend the rest of my life in jail. Because I'm a dumbass nigga who will not tell. But the thing that what niggas get fucked up is that, my nigga, you gave this person a fucked up gun. Like,
right.
You have fucked him. So when he fucks you back, really, 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 it's not fucking them back. It's just treating them accordingly.
Right.
You feel me? If you rape my sister and I shoot you 13 fucking times, I'm not a fucking murderer.
I
don't give a fuck what you call murder. Bitch, you got me fucked up. You raped my motherfucking sister like a nigga did, and I went to jail for attempted murder when I was 16, you feel me? And I don't give a fuck what they said, you feel me? I don't give a fuck what the state of Texas said, or Harris County said. They can kiss my motherfucking ass because a nigga do me dirty, I'm going to fuck him. But see, the fucked up part about a person like me is that I will not tell, right? I will not tell. I handle it on my own, and now I done put myself in a bad predicament, you feel me?
So you think that's dumb? Do you think niggas that do that are they living by the code or just being, you already said, you said they just dumb niggas. That's just dumb,
well,
just being
see,
a dumb nigga, right?
The thing about being a nigga represents ignorance. Nigga is an ignorant term. So when you call yourself a nigga, you already saying that you're ignorant. You already saying that you're stupid. See, some people call themselves niggas, but they ain't niggas. You feel me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some people call themselves niggas, but they ain't niggas. Because a nigga is a nigga, dog. You feel me? Like, see, I don't, I can't speak for everybody else, but I'm 100% about whatever I say I'm about. And I ain't no blood, I ain't no crip, I ain't no gangster, I ain't no thug. But I feel like I got more heart than all the niggas there that's claiming it. You feel me?
Right, right.
You feel me? Because when AJ was about to get murdered in the Kelly Court Projects and Fifth Ward by this pussy-ass nigga named Simone, who came out there? One thing. Ain't now one of AJ's brother, mama, none of them people came out there. You hear me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? See, but now, some people call that real, and some people call that stupid. Because AJ's other cousins was like, man, I ain't getting involved with that shit. I got a football career to think about. Now, you can call that smart, and you can call that dumb. But I don't give a fuck what nobody calls it, because I'm going to be me. I'm going to be Jamal, Iman, Reynolds, Thibodeau every day to the day I fucking expire, you heard me? It will never change to the max, you feel me? I will never change, and I will live by my code. Fuck the no snitch code, because most of the niggas that say the shit be the motherfuckers that be telling, you feel me?
You right about that.
I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
Right. You right
but
about
that. But, hey, listen, I don't mean to take your show up, but I had to let it be known. Because, you know, motherfuckers like to switch a nigga words around and come behind me and say dumb shit. I didn't say that it was right or wrong. I think that the reason why white people do so much better than us is because they are involved in their community. And the fact that niggas are not involved in their community in a positive and righteous way, this is why we will never, never progress. And I'm a major factor of that non-progress. And see, the difference between me is that I can admit it.
Right.
Admit it. And that's called keeping it a undone. You feel me? A undone. That's more than 100. That's 1,000. You feel me? That's that black Dre version. That's your version of 100. See, you say you keep it 100, but you keep it a undone, Blizzum.
Right.
A undone. You feel
right.
me? And hey, I don't give a fuck what nobody say as it is, because I said what I had to say, and that's real right there, and it's been proven. You can Google me. Whoever listening, bitch, if you want to see by me, come see by me. I'm on motherfucking 4300 West Storm right now. And, hey, if I die, guess what? Guess what's going to happen if I die? Somebody going to get you. Hello.
Nooney Jr. live. Stay on the line, homie. Let me go get the rest of these callers. But I like I said, man, like Nooney Jr. said, at the end of the day, 850-8624 is up next. The question number, the most important question in this whole question is question number 3. Do you think it's wrong to tell people in the hood not to report crimes, a.k.a. stop snitching? What he just said is paramount. When we tell people in our hood don't report shit, especially when they ain't living the dope boy lifestyle, when they ain't living the gangster lifestyle, when we tell them to adhere to codes that are gangster codes, that's fucking retarded and actually counterproductive to us as black people, and that's why we'll never get ahead. I'm not
hey,
going to go around just randomly
saying,
telling
man,
yeah.
Just like you said, niggas telling little 12-year-old aspiring actors and models and football players to not snitch, man. Why are you even talking to these niggas about this shit? These niggas ain't the ones selling the dope, bitch. See, the problem with niggas is that they are too greedy. You know what I'm saying? You sitting there. No, like, you know, like Robin Hood, he robbed the rich and feed the poor, but you robbing the poor. And then you get mad when the poor don't know how to deal with it. The only way they know how to deal with it is the way they know how to deal with it. You can't get mad. You have to accept it, because guess what? You do the crime, bitch, you're going to do the time. And I don't give a damn where nobody from. I know I have been stationed in Georgia, Florida. I've lived a lot of places. You do the crime, you're going to do the time. So if you don't want to do the motherfucking time, bitch, don't do the crime. But guess what? You can't expect people to live by those rules, because they not. They going to tell on your bitch ass. They going to tell on you. If they don't tell on you, they going to rob you. So just because you got a nigga who ain't a snitch, he can still be a fuck nigga, because he going to rob you. He going to rob you. This your homeboy. And the bitch will rob you. The bitch will rob you, you feel me? And that's how it goes. That's how it happens. And I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Nigga, see, just because you might get a nigga on here and say he ain't a snitch, that don't mean you real, nigga, because you still going to rob your fucking homeboy. Nigga, you still going to rape your fucking homeboy sister. You still going to fuck your homeboy wife when he locked up, pussy nigga. That's how niggas do shit. It ain't too many real niggas out here.
Right. It ain't. It really, really, really not. And then again, we have to have a show about what's the definition of a real nigga. And that one's coming up. Nooney Jr. live. Hold on, let me get his call. Everybody raising their hand now. Everybody raising their hand. Let me get to him. Hold on. I'll leave your mic open, Nooney, though. Stand by.
I just set it off. Free boosted, nigga. I just set it off. You heard me? Believe that.
Right. 850-624. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. Thanks for calling in. Who's this?
Yeezy, man. This your boy Shiner, nigga.
What's going on, my nigga? What's poppin'?
Shit, man, just cooling, man. I had to check you out tonight, man. I had got a little tick through the Facebook shit and had to holler at you.
Right. So my homie right here on the phone line, you know a lot of this shit. Some of the scenarios that I already broke down, you already know the backdrop to a lot of this shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You from the A50, you from the Bay, you know some of these same niggas I know, you know niggas who caught 20 and got out in 8. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Twice. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is. So you, and you know how it is in our city. Niggas, there is no sacred code or anything like that right now. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm going to ask you, I'm really glad somebody from the 8, well, it's more than you on the line from 850. I got about 7 of y'all now. Two of y'all want to talk. But let me go ahead and ask you this. Since you from the hometown, I want to see how you think about it. Because we're from the same hometown. And we know for a fact, niggas snitch like a motherfucker down there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a lot of niggas getting money, but it's a lot of niggas that have goddamn fucked you up. Thoroughbred niggas who we think is thoroughbred niggas, and they done turn. Am I right or wrong? Am I making that up?
That's right. That 100. That's real now. That's real, Blizzle.
Right, niggas who will punch you in your motherfucking mouth if you even think about getting wrong with them. Right? These ain't no
right,
pussy niggas. Right?
Real talk. Real
you know
hey,
talk.
Hey, Blizz. Hey,
yeah.
Blizz.
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt you and the homie, but see, that's what's wrong with niggas, because they feel like if a nigga can fight, that makes him real. If,
no.
You know what I'm saying?
Being real is a way of life.
Right,
being real
right,
is a way
right.
of life.
See, look,
you got to wake
look,
up every
hey,
morning.
Look.
You can't wake up one morning and say you a real nigga.
Look,
it's a way of life.
I know niggas who ain't never shot nobody. I know niggas who ain't never sold one fucking ounce of anything. And they the realest niggas I know. You feel me?
Yeah, all day.
And see, that's one thing I hate. I don't want to cut y'all off, but I hate when I hear a nigga say, oh, that nigga there got 10 cars on 24s. Oh, that, and I'm not saying that y'all said it. I'm just saying I hear
right.
young niggas saying that type of shit. Like, they value that bullshit. But the motherfucking thing that you get taught in the playground, if you was born between certain years, you got taught how to be a real nigga. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. But somewhere down the line, niggas fucked the game up. I promise they did.
They did. So Shana.
Yeah.
So Shana, let me ask you question number two. Let me ask you the questions. Do you think it's ever okay to be a snitch, no matter what the situation is, or do you live by a no snitching whatsoever code? What do you think?
Now, as far as the street shit, hustling, trapping, and shit, you know what I'm saying? When you in a situation, my nigga, you know certain niggas done got dealt with situations. I ain't never saying I was all the way in the fed bound, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Faced with time, I ain't saying that. But what I'm saying is, if you out up doing what you doing, and you know the consequences that come with that shit, you ought to be able to take the negative that come with that shit. You feel me?
What it costs to be the boss.
What I'm saying is, you feel me? You got to take the good with the bad. When you out there balling, buying rosé, standing in front of them hoes, you got to know that comes with a 10. You
right.
got to know if the feds come pick you up, nigga, is you going to hold your ground? A lot of niggas don't hold their ground, you feel me? They be faced, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of years and they can't hold their ground. But see, the thing is with me, dog, you got to understand this. When you in that situation, dog, and you bring another nigga into your situation, I feel like it's fucked up because... Guess what? Y'all niggas already knew what y'all was doing before everything popped off, before you went fed. You
right.
feel me? The only
then
way I feel, though, it may be right to tell on a nigga, like, you know what I'm saying, is if, say, for instance, my nigga, a nigga kicking your house, my nigga, he looking for you. You know who the nigga looking for you. And he shoot your mama or something. He kill your mama.
Uh-huh.
Or he kill you. Your little sister, your baby sister, you feel me? Even if the situation come at hand, nigga, I still may not tell them, but at the same time, you got to think. Now, look, I'm going to go out here and kill this nigga because he done killed my lady, my mama, or my little sister, and I'm finna go do the same time. When I done lost my life and he done lost his life. That don't make it right. Two wrongs don't make it right, dog. That shit don't go together, you feel me?
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this real quick before we move on. As it pertains to the game. As it pertains to the game. And this for all the people on the line right now, I want to make one thing clear. Right now I'm not talking about people who work a 9 to motherfucking 5 job. I'm talking about hustlers, Z-boys. And this is where the whole stop snitching campaign starts with them, and it should end with them. Like I said before, to have a quote unquote stop snitching rule in effect for the whole hood, even the motherfuckers who go to work every motherfucking day. Look, nigga, kill yourself. I ain't with that shit. But anyway,
no, that's real.
You know what I'm saying? What? Yeah.
It is like this, my nigga. You got cats, you got dogs, and you got hippopotamus. You can't expect everybody to do the same thing. And for any nigga that sells dope, that think a 99-year-old woman ain't supposed to tell on them, you're dumb. You are not living in reality.
You stupid. You dumb as fuck. But like, nigga, respect for her, and she should, because, nigga, she ain't got 40 motherfucking years for all her shit. Fuck what? Nigga, you sitting over there, her motherfucking goddamn block, motherfucking hood, hot motherfucker. Niggas coming through, goddamn swerve, serving, goddamn 24/7. Fucking ass, other fuck shit, making her motherfucking block hot. And she worked 40 years and retired around this bitch. Fuck, nigga, you think she ain't gonna tell? Kill your fucking shit,
right,
nigga.
I'm trying to
tell you. Alright, so let me ask you this, Sean. Let me ask you this, homie. Come down to the D-Boys, though. When it comes to the D-Boys, alright? You think that if a single fuck you, let's say you ain't caught, it is. You know, conspiracy is the motherfucking ultimate charge for a nigga to get fucked up on, because it's damn near unbeatable. If a nigga fuck you up, a nigga fuck you up. You ain't get caught, a nigga fucked you up. So you turn around and they say, look here, you got four niggas from the hood and fucked you up. You got 10 niggas finna take the stand on you, my nigga. They finna fuck you up. You already know, you gone. And they tell you, look here, we finna give you these 280 months, my nigga. Or you can give us this one nigga right here, who you don't even fuck with really like that, but they want that nigga for whatever reason. Should this nigga do 25 years, even, and he didn't get caught by his own. He got caught because other fuck niggas done fucked up the whole game, and the game fucked up, so they done told on him, so he got conspiracy because niggas snitched, not because he got caught in a transaction on video or in the pot cooking. He just got caught on conspiracy because he got 13 niggas on his motherfucking sheet. And all this is this over here. Is he a dumb fuck? Is he a snitch nigga? What should he do?
Man, to me, to be honest, if I was in that situation and them niggas told on me, I'd tell on the same niggas who told on me back.
But they already got, if they tell you, they already got jammed up though, homie. That's why they already got jammed up.
But all I'm agreeing to, I can't bring another nigga in my shit because, you feel me? I don't know that nigga. You right. I don't know that nigga. But that don't make it right for me to go snitch on him because I don't know him. That don't make it right for me to go snitch on him. But what I will do, I will tell the people what I did. Now, look, if they saying I did this, they saying I did this, well, this is what I did. I'm going to tell you what I did. And after I tell you what I did, I ain't going to say no more. You feel me? Because them motherfuckers don't know shit, dawg. No people don't know shit, dawg. No people got you in there questioning you because they don't know shit. If they knew everything, they would have said, they wouldn't even have you in there. They're just sending the paperwork. Niggas, I see the shit, like you said earlier, you see the shit on First 48 all day.
Yeah, all day.
No people don't even know shit. Now they go in there and be like, let's see if we can pickpocket him. Let's see if we ain't got enough to charge him. We ain't got enough to charge him, but let's see if he gonna tell if I get comfortable with him, act like he my friend. And you know what I'm saying? That goes with saying pressure bust pipe. You feel me? Because them motherfuckers don't be knowing, dog. If them motherfuckers knew what they say they know, dog, they wouldn't even be questioning you, dog. You'll get your paperwork and it'll be a wrap. Nigga, you'll just be sitting down there poking.
Yeah. You're right
you
about
feel
that.
Me?
But a lot of, but that's how they. But so why? Okay, taking that into consideration, then, can you just give me any reason why do you think niggas always cooperate? If they claim they really don't have a nigga, the problem is the niggas who cooperate are the niggas who get caught red-handed. They fucked up. They can't get out of it.
Nice.
So when they catch you in the transaction, they got you audio video. You fucked up. You can't really do shit. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yep.
You can't do shit. So when that happened right there. You know what I'm saying? You really facing the time and you really jammed up. So you got your back against the wall. So you go out here and you catch these other niggas up who really just got their game on point where they don't do the silly shit you did to get jammed up. And that's the worst part about the shit. You feel what I'm saying? You jam up niggas who got their game on point because your game's up hard because you doing silly shit to get yourself fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what niggas do, dawg. We done seen that, dawg. I done seen that shit so happen so much in the Bay, dawg. And it's not just like... Yeah. Niggas that I know, it's niggas that I was close to.
Yeah.
You feel me? That get in there, you feel me? And just go to running their mouth, dog. If you ain't got caught with your pants down, you ain't got no business running your mouth anyway. You feel me? Now, that's the reason. Now, if you got caught with your pants down, if you sitting in the house, my nigga, the fed kicking the door, and you got 100 bricks in there, if you a dumb motherfucker anyway, if you sitting in the house at the same time with the 100 units in there. But you know what I'm saying? You got to know. If you got 100 units in there, you right to the Mexicano, whoever you dealing with.
Right.
You hear me? You got to know that if I snitch on this dude, will he do anything? That's what they be. Niggas be knowing niggas be pussy that ain't nothing going to happen when they snitch. So they snitch. I'm going to be out. I ain't worried about it. I'm going to be out. He ain't going to do nothing to me. And I'm going to walk around like everything cool. You feel me? And you know what, dog? I'm going to tell you, this is the bottom line, though. If you can look yourself in the mirror every morning and every day and be comfortable with snitching, you was never, like, really to that point where you was real. Because you got to understand this. You knew what you were doing from the get-go.
Right.
Now, you got to look yourself every day in the mirror, dog. When you walk around, even when you get out, niggas walk around saying, well, that's that snitch nigga. You got to deal with that every day. Now, if you comfortable with doing that, do it. But I ain't the type that be comfortable with
shit. But see, the thing about it is you asking him to either be comfortable with doing that or comfortable doing 30 years in the motherfucking Fed. You know what I'm saying? Which one do you think is really more uncomfortable for a nigga at the end of the day, homie? That's the option, Scott. That's what niggas be faced with. When niggas be facing 30 years, they be like, man, yeah, a nigga might call me whatever when I get the fuck out, but bitch, I'm out. And
that's the bottom line of the shit. Hey, the hood got some fucked up rules, you feel me?
Yep. Like you said that.
You know what I'm saying? Like I can't speak for everybody else, but like the homie said, dog, niggas like that shit when they got a donk with the motherfucking marshmallow puff man on the shit with all the candy paint and shit. But when they get caught up and wanna start singing, dog, that's not real to me. Like if you knew you was a telltale ass nigga, don't sell no motherfucking dope, nigga.
You're in the wrong lane. You need to get out ASAP.
Right.
You need to get out ASAP,
dog. Hey, Blizzard. Yeah. For example, I'm not no snitch, but you want to know something that I don't want to deal with? I don't want to have to watch my back every night. So guess what, my nigga? I do not distribute work.
Right.
And that's being real, dog. That's being real. I ain't got to prove myself to nobody because everybody know what I did when I was a little boy. Everybody knows. Dog, I was, dog, let me, I don't even want to keep taking your show, but I was homeless, dog, half of my childhood. So you can imagine the things that I did to make money.
Right.
The only thing that I didn't do to make money was sell my body to fucking men. That's the only thing that I did not do to make money was sell my body to fucking punks. That's the only thing that I did not do. So I done all that tough, dumb, retarded, ignorant, never going to be prosperous type dumb shit that niggas think is hard. So as a 26, 27, 25, 24, 29, 28-year-old man, fuck that shit. I'm trying to do something better, my nigga. You feel me?
Right. And that's what it's all about.
Hey, just like old boy said, if you real, then you not going to get in the dope game and you not going to tell. Now, you can call it real dumb. You can call it real brave. You can call it what you want to call it. But if you get in the game, you know the rules. You also know that nigga snitch. You got to know that nigga snitch.
Yep.
I don't give a fuck if you from Bay County, if you from Duval County, if you from Orange County, if you from Leon County. It don't matter what the motherfucking county you from. It don't matter if you from New Orleans. Nigga snitch in New Orleans, too. Just because niggas get killed, protection don't mean that they don't snitch. You feel me?
And then,
niggas
and then you
still
got
will snitch.
Go ahead, Shana.
Yo.
Yeah, go ahead. I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay,
what you been saying?
Okay, niggas say they can hustle for their whole life.
No,
now,
you can't think about that.
You think, now, really, real talk now, if you think you can hustle for life, you putting yourself in the system automatically. And niggas don't even get the point to that shit. Now, the dope game is made for niggas to get their money, use it, and flip it, and get out.
That's what it's
supposed to be for. You feel me? Niggas don't understand that, dog. Niggas use that shit to get hoes. to get, you know what I'm saying, get materialistic shit as far as, like, cars, dog. You supposed to get your money and get the fuck out that shit, dog. Like, you got to think about it. I'm going to ask y'all this question here, nigga, and I'm going to get off the line because I got to handle some business. When, if you making money, say you $100,000 in the street, what make you think you won't get popped if Big Meech was a billionaire, damn near billionaire?
Right. And he got
caught. And he still got caught.
Yeah.
He was a millionaire, and he still got caught.
And great lawyers on that, and still got caught. Great lawyers.
We're lawyers now, and you, this nigga still got caught. And you only making $10,000, $20,000, $100,000 in the street. But this nigga was a millionaire, multi-millionaire, and he still got caught. And you ain't thought about, man, I can't get caught.
It's called conspiracy, nigga. Look it up.
That's what
that's
I don't
the charge.
Understand.
That's the charge, nigga. That's the charge.
Hey, homie.
You,
hey,
99,
hey,
99% conviction rate, nigga. Look it up.
Hey, the reason why, he just said he can't understand why is because them niggas ain't been taught right, man. Them niggas ain't been taught the way he been taught. See, he was taught by some real G's.
Man,
but,
this shit crazy.
But hey, these old crazy ass niggas who think that they can do that shit and never get caught, they are. I'm not gonna say that they not real, but I'm gonna just say that they stupid. You feel me?
Yeah, they stupid, dog.
Yeah.
And then, dog, I don't understand this, dog. It's never been my thing, my nigga. I did my thing in the streets. I got out, whatever. You feel me? You buy all these rims and cars and shit, my nigga, and you think that these motherfuckers is not going to pull you over one time and not try to figure out who you is. You got that one cop that want to pull you over just to figure out who you is. And then they're going to start putting the pieces to the puzzle together. You buy these rims. You buy these 745s. You think you cleaning your name up by buying materialistic shit. Nigga, buy you some property, nigga. Buy you a house. Buy your mama a house, nigga. Do something for another nigga to make their life better, dog. I don't understand that, dog. You feel me? Now, I done seen niggas do that shit and still get jammed up because they just gave too much. But you got to set a limit, my nigga, and you got to handle your business and get out that shit, dog. Because at the end of the day, really, dog, when you, like I said, when you look in the mirror, it's really all about you.
Yeah. At the end of the day.
Ain't nobody else going to tell you it's okay for you to do that. Your mama gonna tell you that you doing wrong and you need to chill out. But your mama, you paying your mama bills, she ain't gonna say it too much.
Yeah, they let it slide. Then what's up, Nooney? I gotta go. I got four more calls. What's up, Nooney?
They got a. Can I get 10 on phone number 3? They got a popo in this stove. I could pass the phone. I don't even know this dude, right? I'm looking dead at him, right? I don't even know him, but I could pass the phone to him and he could tell you how many people snitch. You feel me? Hold on. I'm finna go up to the car and ask.
Hey, Blizz, I'm mad, my nigga.
All right, Sean. All right,
boy, be easy.
All right.
Excuse me. Hey, how you doing, man? I'm not trying to bother you or nothing. I know you're busy, but we on this line talking about snitches, right? And I'm trying to educate people that people will tell on you if you do wrong. You know what I'm talking about? Because that's what you do. You're a police officer. Do you agree with me?
Hold on. What
happened? Oh no, ain't nothing happened. I'm on a radio show, and they trying to find out do people snitch on people. What do you think? Sometimes.
What do you say?
I'm sorry, man. Hey, I'm gonna let you do your report. I know we's on the bad side of town. All right, bro. For sure, be easy. Hey. Dog,
he probably looking at nigga. You might be trying to set this nigga up.
hey, Blizzard. Blizzard, I walked to the police car. Hey, the nigga said, what happened? What's going on?
Stay on the line, Nooney. Stay on the line. Hold on.
Hey, Blizzard. Hey, I am the definition of hood, nigga. You feel me?
All right. Next up, I got Ruby Candy, then I got Billy Bad Phoenix after that. Ruby Candy.
Hey, how you doing? How y'all doing?
So we've been having a good time. I've been letting my two homies ride out simply because I only got two other people with their hand raised. Even though I got two people on the phone line, you guys know K100 Internet Radio is, if you don't press the number 1, I don't come to your line. And so that lets people feel comfortable that they just want to call in and listen and I don't harass the shit out of them. So if you do want to talk, though, make sure you hit the fucking number one. If not, I'll just fucking keep riding out with all. Now four people hit the phone lines. You've been on the line all the time, and now you want to talk just because I said that?
Hey, I can ask everybody, hey, don't people snitch on people.
What are you doing, Uni? What are you talking about?
I'm up at the gas station, homie, up in the hood, you feel me?
Hold on, let me ask Ruby these questions. Ruby, you ready,
yes.
Ruby?
Yes.
All right, Ruby. Question number one. Do you think it's ever okay to be a snitch in any situation, no matter what it is? Do you think it's ever okay to be a snitch?
No.
Never okay to be a snitch. You never could envision yourself telling nobody, no matter what scenario or situation it is.
Not really, because I'm just type person shit. Hey, because the shit that happened to me, you know what I'm saying? I could have been in the same place, you know, where my brother is, but didn't nobody snitch.
Okay, so since nobody...
You know, like the people that was around, you know, and saw the whole incident that went down, you know, they didn't snitch. They didn't even say shit, you know what I'm saying? It's just the whole point, you know, see none, hear none, know none.
Okay, so that's the code that you live by, basically. You live by the no snitching clause. Nothing can make you snitch. Have you never been in a situation where you had to snitch on someone to save or protect yourself or a loved one?
No, no.
Question number three. Do you think it's wrong to tell people in the hood not to report crimes in their own fucking community, a.k.a. stop snitching? It's a stop. That's basically what the Stop Snitching campaign is. It's telling people in the hood who got to live in this motherfucker not to report crimes, to keep their hood fucked up and riddled with crime, but don't help the police.
But see, I was with Nooney when he was just like, you know, you don't think a 99-year-old woman going to snitch? Shit, yeah, hey.
A 34-year-old woman or a 34-year-old
yes,
woman.
Yes, because, I mean, because, like, my mom and stuff like that, you know, you don't want that type of shit, you know, in your hood and, you know, you doing all, even though I'm not, you know, I'm not around that, but, you know, you don't want that type of shit around. Any of your kids is around there, you know what I'm saying? You snitch on one person, they can come shoot up your house regardless. You know, one of my kids could be off in that motherfucker when they come and, you know, shoot that bitch up.
So you don't want to snitch because you worry about somebody shooting up, but you do, you don't, but you still want the neighborhood that you got to live in to be riddled with crime because you don't want to snitch. You don't want to tell.
Yeah, that's why everybody, I mean, because I know, you know, where I used to stay at, hell, we always had that one person in the neighborhood shit. You ain't got to worry about because she going to snitch.
Okay.
You always got one person in the neighborhood that's going to say their own ass and snitch.
Yeah. I mean, well, sometimes it ain't about saving their own ass. Sometimes it's about, motherfucker, I got to live here, and you ain't going to have cars coming up in this motherfucker every motherfucking day, trapping next to my motherfucking house with my kids playing in the yard. So when this nigga owes you motherfucking money, y'all get to shoot, not to straight hit my motherfucking 3-year-old.
Yeah, because he was right about the whole, you know, like he said, his mom stay over there, you know, where the white people stay. Hell yeah, because even if you park your car where I stayed at too, less than, you know, more than 24 hours, that shit getting towed.
Okay. Let me ask you this question then. Question number four. If someone in your family did something wrong, let's say one of your brothers raped a motherfucking goddamn chick or raped a little kid or some shit, and the police looking for their ass, would you cooperate with the authorities?
Nah, I can't even tell. I couldn't tell them.
They raped a little fucking 6-year-old girl.
Oh, man. Oh.
They raped a 6-year-old girl.
I know.
What are you
but
do?
It's
what
not
you...
me. It's not for me to judge. But I mean, hey, I couldn't even put my. If you said my brothers, I couldn't tell on my brothers. I couldn't even do it. But now if you were telling, hey, now one of my cousins. Now if you talking about, I wouldn't help the police find him or nothing like that shit. But hey,
Listen, I'm finna get in Ruby Candy ass. All right. Not because of what she said. But because of the other thing she said. Now, see, you asked me the same question, and I told you I wouldn't do it.
Right.
And I also heard her say she can't judge. But now, see, the fucked up part with you saying that is that what if it was your child?
No, I'm saying I can't, you know, not like judge or nothing like that. I'm, you know, like, you know, telling him, you know.
I'm not done, God damn it. Hello, this is Nooney Jr. Live. If it was your child, would you judge the person that raped her or him?
You know what? Honestly, and truth,
yes no.
I'm saying I would kill
yes
him.
No.
I would kill him. I wouldn't tell. I would kill him. If it was one of mine, I would kill him.
That's not what I asked you. I wouldn't tell.
I would not tell. I would take justice in my own hands. I would take justice in my own hands.
So would you?
That's not judging. That's getting rid of the world. You know, one less motherfucker. But I can't tell on my brother. I cannot do it.
You're not gonna answer the question.
Would you judge him?
Would you judge him? Yes or no?
Would I judge him?
Would you judge them? What kind of person would you think that? Would you judge them instantly when you find out they raped your child? Would you judge them on the spot and say that motherfucker got to die instantly? Once you say you already judged him, because
he has to die. He has to die right now.
You judge him right there.
Listen. The problem I have, and I'm not knocking you.
No, I mean I can't judge my brothers. You know what I'm saying? I can't judge my brothers like that. I can't tell on my brothers like that.
Stop taking it offensively. I'm not taking it offensively.
I'm just
taking what you said, and I'm interpreting it. You said you would not judge your brother for it, but you would judge a motherfucker that did your child like that. I'm just going to tell you, perception is everything. What that sounds like is that you're saying that it's not wrong because your brother did it.
Oh, it's wrong. It's wrong, and I don't want no part of that. I have no part of that, because if they did something like that, I just leave them alone. I would literally leave them alone, but I wouldn't tell on them.
You have a part in it by not cooperating, by not saying you have a part. You are aiding and abetting. That's what you're doing. Now, see, earlier I admitted to that, but you need to admit. Keep it 100.
I am keeping it 100. I wouldn't fuck with them no more, but I wouldn't tell on them. I would not tell on him. I just wouldn't fuck with him no more.
Okay. People are going to – you know what? Everybody that I've asked this question tonight, I'm already knowing that they're going to take that stance with that. They're going to say, well, this is my brother. You know, I wouldn't cooperate, but
hey,
I ain't going to fuck with him no more. Everybody's going to take that stance. No one's going to really say it.
Hey, Blizzum, I think I believe Ruby Candy because I know how she is about her brothers, but I think 99% of them – we'll tell on a fucking fly or a mosquito for biting a motherfucker on the ass.
So stand by. I got everybody raising their hand and calling in the last minute. That really annoys me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try and get
too, God damn it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Stand by, Ruby. All right, don't hang up. Billy Bad Phoenix, you held on for a minute. Not Billy Bad, just been on the line for a minute. He didn't just call in. So did Shay. She's up next. Billy Bad Phoenix, thanks for calling the show, homie. Appreciate it. You understand what I'm saying? For sure. I'm on the line also with Nooney Jr. from Go Hard Radio, you dig? Episode 182 of K100 Internet Radio. Snitching. All right, Billy Bad. Do you think it's ever
okay? What's going on, Nooney Jr.?
What it do, nigga?
What's going on, homie?
Go ahead. Shut the fuck up
and listen to what Blizzum got to say, goddammit.
Go ahead, Blizzum.
I knew he was going to say that. Do you think it's ever okay to be a snitch, no matter what the situation is? Is there ever a situation where snitching is okay?
I already know what he going to say.
It's a half and half thing with me.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a half and half thing with me. Reason why I say that is because, number one, it all depends on the situation. I've been born in the hood, but I've never been raised hood. I've been raised to do what's right. You know what I'm saying? But see, it all depends on what you do, what you feel is right. So, for me, if I ever see some, you know, I'll tell my story. Go ahead and ask the other questions. It's all going to lead up to the same thing.
So there's a 50% chance you might snitch on a nigga. This is what you're saying.
It all depends on the situation. It all depends. Now,
okay.
See, number one.
Okay, nigga. Hey, nigga. Will you snitch on a nigga that's selling dope? Or what are you going to snitch on? You talking about the rapist? You talking about the murderer?
No. Rapists, I really don't condone. I hope they fucking die. I really do. I don't like rapists.
I'm going to give you a real story, Nooney. We want to know.
The reason why I say that,
hold on.
I'll give you a real story, Nooney.
Yes or
no? At the age of seven, I was nearly raped by two dudes I looked up as older brothers. And had it not been for my Uncle Norman, God rest his soul, I would have been flaming, dog. I tell you that right now, I kid you not. So, rapists, I can't stand them. I hope they die. I'll judge them. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care if I lose points on that.
Okay.
How could you lose points?
Anybody who tried to raise and kill.
Listen, bro. You are only human. You are only human. They say that only God can judge, but motherfucker,
right.
I'm a human.
Right.
I make mistakes. Or at least that's what they call a mistake. But in my mind, I don't think it's wrong to judge a motherfucking rapist. I don't think it's wrong. Bitch, you shouldn't be fucking little girls. You shouldn't be fucking grown women that did not consent to the shit. You shouldn't be doing that fuck shit. If you do that shit, mm-hmm. you are a bitch-ass nigga.
Right.
Period. Period. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. It can't, you know, I understand people say, oh, I got raped, so that's why I do it. Motherfucker, I got sexually assaulted as a child. And you listen to my song, you hear it. You feel me?
Yeah,
I'm going to keep
it
real.
And
then guess what? Guess what? I feel for the people who might be doing that because it happened to them. But a lot of people use that shit as a fucking excuse. You feel me? Fuck that. You a bitch-ass nigga if you're raping little boys, if you're raping girls, if you're having sex with fucking deer and coyotes and shit. Something wrong with your motherfucking ass.
Question number two. Have you ever had a snitch on one, someone, Billy Bad Phoenix? Have you ever had a snitch on one to save yourself or protect a loved one? Have you ever had
no,
to do
I
it?
Haven't. Never been in that situation. Never been
never
in that
been
situation.
Okay. Question number three. Do you think it's wrong to tell people in the hood to not report crimes in their own community, a.k.a. the code Stop Snitching? That's what the Stop Snitching code is, all right? You're telling people to don't tell about what's going on over here. Don't help the police. But you got to motherfucking live here. Do you think it's right for people in the hood to tell other people that live there, they got to live there to not report crimes, to live by the Stop Snitching code?
Everybody got to look out for their own situations, and everybody in the end, in the back of their mind, got to look out for who, number one. So, of course, as everybody touched on, you always got that one person that's going to say, hey, I don't like this, I don't approve it, I'm going to tell the cops right now. You know, everybody, there's going to be that one person. You know, me personally, I've never been in that situation.
You
never experienced it. Now for me,
wait a minute, are you
now
saying
for me answering that question, do I think it's wrong for telling people not to report crimes?
Wait. Listen to what I'm saying. Because Ruby said the same thing. I got to stop you. Ruby said the same thing about the one person who going to tell everything. Listen to what I'm saying. She ain't the only motherfucker they got to live there. Why do niggas put it all on a 99-year-old woman who retired to goddamn look out for a community that y'all both fucking live in?
The reason why people do it is because they don't believe in accountability. You feel me? Responsibility and accountability. Oh, because the other motherfucker gonna do it, I don't have to. Well, guess what? The reason why I don't tell is because I don't tell. I don't give a fuck who tell who don't tell. Because if I was a telling ass nigga, I'd tell on your ass. And I don't give a fuck if the 99-year-old woman do it or not, because I'm going to do what I want to do. So don't put it on that bitch. You feel me? God damn
it. No, it ain't going to be no 99-year-old woman or 99-year-old man. It don't matter what the age is, because they can ask a little kid, be like, hey, what did you see? You know, they can ask the kid anyway. So it don't matter what the age range is. It don't. You know, because there's always going to be somebody that's going to tell in order to protect themselves and protect those who are around them.
I'm using as an example.
No matter what the age range is.
The point is, if you in the hood and you live there, all right, and maybe not you, but I'm just saying, the point of question three is, black people, us as a community, which by standards, on average, we have some of the worst motherfucking communities when there's a concentration of us in there, high crime, a whole bunch of negative shit going on when there's a lot of us that live there, and then we still know we got to lay our motherfucking head there, raise our kids there, but we glorify niggas who walk around with a motherfucking Stop Snitching t-shirt on, who say, nigga, this our hood, we'll handle this over here, like, nigga, for real, no, you ain't really going to handle it, nigga. You probably part of the problem.
Right.
But everybody on the show right now said they're not going to tell. They're not snitches. Okay, next question. If someone in your family did something wrong and the police was looking for them, would you help them out? If one of your motherfucking brothers or some shit, cousins or some shit, raped a little girl, would you help the police out? Find them.
Number one, I will whoop his ass. And then number two, I'm going to let him suffer for it.
Would
I'll
you
give
help
it down.
The police find him?
Because, number one, that fool know what he was doing. Okay, I'll put it like this. My little brother, he ever grew up to be grown. If God's will, my brother was to ever grow up to be grown and do some stupid shit like that, number one, I would whoop his ass for it because of what I nearly been through. And then I don't want to see nobody else going through that shit.
But hey, hold on. What if you can't
hold on
to his ass?
Hold on.
It's 3 million rapists in America. You telling me if you knew them or you was kin to them, if you was kin to any one of them, you could just whoop all of them? What happens if they whoop your ass? What you gonna do, nigga? You gonna fight again or you gonna tell? What you gonna do? Are you gonna leave it alone and say, fuck it, I got my ass whooped? You gonna fight again or you gonna tell? You can't whoop everybody. So stop running with that ass whooping
thing. And that's true. I can't. But put it like this. If it was my brother, and he knew he was wrong, I'm going to let him suffer
brother,
for it.
If I was your brother, would you whoop my ass?
Well, shit, knowing you, I just...
Look, man, the point
okay,
of Nunez Jr. is trying to make...
I know what you're capable of, Nunez. If you was my brother, and I know what you were capable of...
I am capable of pure three-core punishment.
Yeah, and you train to kill niggas, dog. So if
niggas,
I know you, you my brother, and you allegedly rape a girl, I'm going to tell you that I will help you suffer.
Bro, listen.
I'm telling you, man, I'm not telling you what you're wrong, and wrong is wrong. I'm going to let you suffer for it.
I know crackheads who weigh 99 pounds. I know crackheads with 99 pounds that'll whoop your ass because they know how to fight. So stop saying that you're going to whoop everybody. What are you going to do? Are you
I'm just speaking how I feel about it, is what I'm
gonna
saying.
Are you going to tell?
I'm saying either if I win or if I lose. Either way it goes, number one, the conscience is going to eat them alive, and number two, they're going to suffer for it. Either way it goes, because what they did was wrong, and they knew what they was doing.
Are you going to answer the question, will you tell the police, will you snitch?
Call my phone earlier.
I would.
Yes,
I
don't nobody say. I don't care if I lose any friends for it. I will let them suffer.
Will you help the police?
I will dial 911. I'll give a damn. I would. Because that's what they did with my brother. If it was my brother. If it was my brother, Blizzard, I'll put it like this. I'll admit this wholeheartedly. And I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what they label me. If my brother was to rape a girl, a young girl,
Blizzard.
A girl who ain't know what she was doing, or she don't know nothing about life itself, and she had that taken away from her at a young age, I'm going to let my brother suffer. I don't care what nobody say. That is my view on it.
How did it take you so long to just say, hold on, Nunez. Was it that hard to actually admit to 30 people on the phone or whoever listening on the internet or whatever to actually admit as a black person that, yes, you might snitch? It was like pulling teeth to get you to goddamn say, yes, I called the police. It was a direct question. You had to go all the way up fucking around the world. You only had to threaten you and all kinds of shit for you to fucking say yes.
Hey, I just pulled up to my mama.
Everything was all misdirected, man. Other than that, the overall direct answer to the question was, yes, I would, because he will suffer. I will let him suffer because what he did was wrong.
Thank you,
bro. I will let him suffer. And especially if I know about it, I'm not going to jail for nobody. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not wasting my freedom, my life, on the wrong that you did. You knew what you was doing, and I'm not going to sit there and be sitting right next to you, looking at you with the shit face, talking about, okay, you know what you did was wrong, right, and I'm stuck in here with you because I'm trying to save your life. Guess what? I'm stuck in here with you, too.
So just say this.
I value my life over anybody else.
That's what I'm saying. So with everything that you just said, I'm going to need for you to go back, pump your brakes, and change your answer to the number one, which you said, nah, you ain't going to snitch. You got to change your answer based on what you just said. Straight up.
That's what I said. Depends on the situation. It was half and half. Depends on the situation. And then that's when you get to the number four, and then you're talking about the race stuff. And that's something I really don't condone. That goes against everything I stand for. And especially if my family was to do some type of stupid stuff like that. I put it like this. Let me give you a prime example on my other half of what I wouldn't do, on why I wouldn't snitch. I'll give you a good example. Okay, I got a cousin up there in Staten Island, New York. Okay? He went to the club, and he was trying to talk to this girl. They exchanged phone numbers. Guess what? The girl saying that, hey, I'm a transsexual. He shot her right in the face. He locked up in Rikers for it. Now, if I would I snitch on him for that? No, because the girl, man, it, should have said, hey, I'm a transsexual, and that way it would have been no violence, no blood spill. He could have just simply walked away from it. No, you know, he would have got, you know, he got played for the okie doke on that one. So would I snitch on him for that? No, because that person was in the wrong for not telling them who that person really was in order to gain their little whatever they want to gain or whatever on that one. Now, okay. When it comes to rape, that's a different story. If it was my brother or my cousin that's locked up in Rikers, if I see them personally or if they came up and told me personally that they raped a six-year-old little girl and I got sisters, dude, you done, man. You know what you did was wrong.
Why does it even matter?
You know what you did was wrong. You need to turn yourself in. I ain't even accepting no cash rewards or nothing like that because you knew what you did was wrong. Plain and simple.
Hey, Blizzard.
Go ahead, Nooney. Real quick.
I just pull up to my mama's house, all right? Do you want to ask her these questions? Because she would tell the truth.
Hold on. I got to get in my calls first because I got people that have been waiting for a minute. But don't go nowhere. I'm going to the third hour. Give me a couple minutes.
Hey, Blizzard. She's not going to be able to do it. Hey, it's cool, though. It's cool. You good. Yeah, because, you know, she's like a real busy person. You cool, though.
All right,
I was going to get somebody that was going to tell you the truth. You hear me?
All right, put on the phone real quick.
Hold on, Mom. Come here. Hey, and just be real. Just be Jackie. That's all you got to do. This is Cyril Blizzard. He's from down in Florida. Hold on.
Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing, Miss Jackie?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, I really appreciate you participating in K100 Internet Radio real quick. I'm going to try and keep it real brief and keep it real simple. Let me ask you a question. We're talking about snitching, and I'm asking a couple of questions to people about snitching in the hood in our communities. One of my main questions is, do you think it's wrong to tell people in our neighborhoods, our black neighborhoods, to not report crimes, a.k.a. stop snitching? That's the whole campaign. Cats walking around with T-shirts on and everything. Stop snitching. Don't do this. Don't do that. You know, don't turn people in. Don't cooperate with the police. But you got to live in these communities. Do you think it's right to tell people in your own community when they're doing something that's damaging to your community? Or do you think black people just should not cooperate with the police whatsoever?
I believe that we should cooperate to an extent. Don't be a fool, but cooperate to an extent.
So is that based on what the crime is?
It's based on what the crime is, the relationship with the police in the community. You know, even police, even your friends, everyone is not your friend.
Okay. So based on a lot of things that I've heard about the Houston Police Department, should people cooperate with the Houston Police Department? I mean, they just beat a 15-year-old kid up. They got a lot of things going on. Should people cooperate with the Houston Police?
I'm not a yes or no person. You know, every situation is different. So, yes is sometimes, no is sometimes. Nothing is black and white. I've learned that.
What's the reason why you would tell?
The reason why I would tell, if it is harmful to the community, if it's something that has been going on and people are aware, wrong is wrong, right is right. If it's something really, truly, truly wrong and everyone really knows it, then yes.
Like what?
I work at a hospital, and if there are other nurses or employees that are doing harm to patients or doing things that are not right, then I think in the interest of the patient and their family, or even if it was you, I would hope that somebody would, you know, report that things weren't being done right.
Would you do it? Would you report it?
Yes.
You would?
Yes, I would.
What if it was something frivolous that really wouldn't harm a person's health?
Probably.
Somebody taking a couple extra minutes, you know, on the clock, taking a long lunch or whatever. They kind of scamming the system on some money. What about that? That's not hurting anyone. They're just getting over. Would you tell?
Because things like that, they will catch up on themselves. They will hurt themselves. It may take a little bit longer, but it's gonna come back at that person another way. No.
All right.
Not if it was my money. Yeah.
That's different, right?
You got that right. I'm getting personal. All right. That's right.
You got to do is call your son.
That's right. I love your interviewing skills. I think you're great.
Still, all you gotta do is call the ball.
All right. Well, here is my boy.
All right. Thank you, Miss Jackie. Thank you for your time. All right.
Sure. Nice talking with you.
All right.
Hello.
Hello. Tuna Junior's mom on K100. All right. Where else can you get that? Stand by, Nooney. Hold on. All right. Shay, what's happening, babe? You've been on the line for a minute. Oh, by the way, hold up. Shay, if you're listening to me on the internet, you got about 40 seconds. You got to dial 347-934-0966 to get on the phone lines. If you're on the phone lines, make sure you're somewhere where you can keep a good signal and your phone won't drop out. You guys, I'm gonna run into the third hour because I got people still on the line that want to ask questions. Get to the line. I see T. Lewis, another 912 or 850. I'm going to get to all you guys. So I still got another whole hour. But you got about 20 seconds. You got to dial 347-934-0966. You got to be on my switchboard by 10 p.m. Eastern Time, which is in about 15 seconds, or you're not going to be able to be a part of the show. 347-934-0966. All right, Shay's on the line. T. Lewis is up next. And then I got another 912 and a 404. Episode 182, Snitching. Shay, thanks for calling into the show. Thanks for being patient with me. You did? Like I said, I just had way too many people on the line to even try and attempt to make it a two-hour show. So we're going to run to the third hour. Question number one, Shay. Do you think it's ever okay to be a snitch in any situation?
I don't advocate snitching. However, I do realize in some extreme circumstances that it is beneficial to cooperate with the authorities.
What would be a situation where you would snitch?
For me to snitch, if we're going to call it would have to be a death, a life and death situation where someone has done some, like, you know, killed somebody, and I personally, like, saw it and was not able to vindicate it myself, something of that nature.
Okay.
Or, so, like, if, you know, like what we talked, like we were talking about earlier, like if somebody, you know, like, raped a little child, that's, like, that's a no-no. I don't care who do it. That's, you know.
Family? Even if it's family? Even if it's family?
You know what? I have some family that I'm going to honestly say that I can't say that anybody would be capable of that. But if they did something like that, then I don't know if I would just point the finger and say, hey, it was this person. But, yeah, I'm going to say I was.
Your brother.
Huh?
Your brother.
See, I can't even speak on my brother because that's not even in his nature. I mean, I can't even put him.
No, Shay. This is all purely hypothetical. So, come on. You never, at the end of the day, you never really know, okay?
If you have to know my brother, I mean, that's all I'm saying. I can't even.
Listen,
I ain't got the average kind of little brother.
Hey, listen. Okay, listen what I'm saying. That's not even. I didn't want to dwell off into that. But we're going to.
Well, that's why I said, you know, I do have some family that I would say that, you know,
talk about the family that you really don't disassociate, that you don't fuck with. I'm talking about the one I know you love, which I know you got a lot of affection and love for your brother. What if your brother, you found and you noticed to be fact that he raped a little girl? Would you turn him in?
I'll have to pray on that one because I mean I couldn't just turn a blind eye. I mean realistically I could not turn a blind eye to that because that is like something within my heart I am totally against. I mean any harm done to a child, I don't care who does it, that's just wrong. So I mean I would have to cooperate. I couldn't live with myself if I didn't.
Okay. That's one of the questions. The other question that's a hot button topic is, do you think it's wrong to tell people in the hood not to report crime, aka the stop snitching code? Do you think it's wrong for people that got to live in these black communities to go by to live by a stop snitching code when it's the same community they got to live in and that's the community that's getting harmed?
I don't think it's wrong. I think it depends on what they're snitching about because, you know, in some situations, when you tell something, who's going to protect you after you tell it? I mean, you know, you do have to live there. Yeah, they have to live in that community. So sometimes the repercussions of running your mouth is worse than if you don't say anything and just let the police do their homework and find out what's going on themselves. I mean,
okay.
You kind of got to weigh that out.
Let's take Panama City, Florida, which is where you live and where I'm from. And I don't recall the last time somebody's house got shot up for snitching. I'm talking about I don't remember the last time it fucking happened because it don't happen.
But you know what, it's other things than snitching because I had a personal situation myself where I was placed in a position where someone was trying to get me to snitch. And there's other repercussions other than just getting your house shot up, like, you know, losing your job, you know, losing your, you know, licensure, like, you know, possibly facing jail time yourself, you know. So it's other things that it's not just a matter about, you know, looking at it in the streets. There's all kinds of forms of snitching and not snitching.
Would you snitch on somebody? You're in the nursing field. Miss Jack.
Yeah, I had a situation.
That's right. Miss Jack, what would you do if you was in Miss Jack's shoes and somebody was doing something that would harm a person's life? Would you snitch on them?
If they were harming somebody's life?
Yeah,
I mean,
you're a nurse.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I don't know if I would call it snitching. I would tell that person, like, look, you need to quit doing that. I mean, I would go confront that person in a situation to where they would have to stop.
And, hey, Shay, guess what would happen? If they found out that you knew, you would lose your license. You might be able to go to jail.
I know that. That's what I said. I would confront that person.
Listen. I'm not going to knock your decision, but the problem with what you just said, see, when you accept the role to be a nurse, and I'm not trying to question you, so don't get mad at me later. Don't curse me out. Don't call me a fuck boy.
I spoke up because I had a personal situation that I was going to tell y'all about.
When you take the role of being a registered nurse, LVN, whatever you want to call it, doctor, massage, whatever you want to be, you uphold the code that you are there to save.
I personally believe that you got to give that person the opportunity to come clean themselves. Now, if
they know what they're doing and they're not going to clean themselves.
They know it, but I'm gonna give you the opportunity. I'm gonna say, look, you know you ain't supposed to do this like that.
If my grandmother was in the care and she died because of lack of dedication to the job, lack of following.
That's on that person. I don't let no situation get like that. I've been in all kinds of situations.
If you talk to them and you don't report them, then you have allowed them to continue.
No. That's not allowing them to continue. If I'm about to witness somebody do something that I know is against practice and is going to detrimentally harm somebody, I'm gonna stop them. I'm not gonna just let them do it. I'm like, look,
are you gonna physically stop them?
Yes, physically stop them. I mean, you have to understand the situation. You would have to understand the situation that you're being put in and know, you know, what you're doing. You have to know.
Well, listen, if somebody's about to bag ID stuff
and I know that that's wrong, I'm going to say, you know, you ain't supposed to do that. If they continue to proceed, I'm like, no, you're not doing that.
What if they keep doing it?
They're not going to keep doing it. If somebody's standing right in front of me, you think I'm going to let somebody physically harm somebody on purpose?
Why are you playing police? Why don't you just tell who needs to know?
Sometimes you don't have time for that. If it's like a consistent something, it depends on the extremity of it. If there's a consistent something that you notice something somebody's doing, yeah, you can report it to a supervisor. But if it's something immediately that somebody is doing, then you have to.
We didn't say you had to do it immediately, but next week, when you come back from Club Next and Club Boo Boo, I mean, right. you can tell on them, right?
Yes.
You can file a complaint, a grievance, or something, can't you? Can't you do that type of stuff?
Yeah, you can.
Right. All right. I don't know about these nurses. Goddamn.
These nurses
like the police, niggas. Look out for their own around this bitch. I don't know about these nurses.
Hey, Blizzard, I ain't trying to be funny, man, but, like, I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Hey, my mama kept it 100. Hey,
okay,
and she kept it 100.
Hey, look, I'm at work, so I had to be discreet. So I'm outside. Now, what you got to say? Because I'm on my job, so I can't say exactly what I want to say right in there, but I'm outside now. Like I was saying, yeah, you can stop somebody from doing something if you know it's illegal. I mean, I'm not going to let somebody do something that is illegal to one of my patients or do something that's going to harm them or put them in anybody's harm's way. But, you know, as a person, I'm going to bring it to your attention. Like, look, you know you're not supposed to do that. You know we don't do it like this or, you know, whatever. And if they act all, like, nonchalant about it or whatever, then, yeah, you can physically prevent somebody from doing it without, like, accosting them or starting a fight or something like that.
But what are you
like
going to do? Are you going to grab one of their – are you going to hit them on one of their –
I'm going to take whatever it is out their hand. Like, for instance,
what if it's E. Honda or Ryu and Ken from Street Fighter type build guy?
I really don't care, Dooney. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
I really don't care. I have been in the situation.
Okay.
Hey, Blizzard.
Yeah.
Hey, Blizzard. She going to try to take out the dude's hand. That boy going to hit it with a sonic boom.
Are you okay?
People like that.
No.
E-Honda.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, Shay. Let's see. So have you ever one and I'm gonna go to let's see who's next. T. Lewis and then 912. I see Michigan girl on the line also. Have you ever had to snitch on someone to save yourself or protect a loved one?
No, that's what I was getting to. I have been in a position once because I worked in the corrections department. And in corrections, I was a nurse, and I was working with other nurses, and I was aware that some things were going on that weren't medically related. Basically, it was like some nurses and inmates were having sex together, and people were bringing contraband in, which is illegal, first of all, and also they could lose their license for that, and also you could do jail time for that. And they was trying to hem me up, basically saying, well, I mean, they knew that I wasn't doing anything, but they were basically trying to railroad me, saying basically like, well, if you don't tell us, then, you know, you're going to lose your job. And I got suspended the whole nine yards. Through it all, long story short, I did not snitch. Yes, I knew of what was going on. Yes, I knew a couple other people who was doing it. But, you know, that's not my business to go tell on them. So I like in that respect, it was not doing any direct harm, I felt like, to my patients. Yes, it was, you know, ethically wrong, but, you know, that's between them and their God, and let whoever is appropriate for catching them catch them. That don't mean that's for me to open my mouth and tell them about it. So in that respect, I did follow the no snitching code or whatever you want
to
call it. Because,
well, I mean, who wants to be the guy to stop people from getting laid? I mean, really? Who wants to be that guy?
I mean, I said that to the point that, you know, had they not believed me, had they not investigated what and found out that, you know, for me to have been innocent of it or whatever, I could have lost, you know, my job. I could have lost my license. I could have been faced with doing some jail time for not telling. But, you know, that's a chance I took because I knew I hadn't done nothing. I knew I wasn't going to say nothing to implicate anybody else.
Okay. Shay's not a snitch. Stand by, Shay. T. Lewis and then 912. T. Lewis.
Going on.
I appreciate you holding on, homie. Thanks. Episode 182.
Oh, no problem. Now I've been calling in lately, so, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's all good. I appreciate you calling in and hanging on. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get to all my calls. Like I said, I never really end my show until I get to everybody who hit the number one. You feel me? So, question number one. Do you think it's ever okay to be a snitch no matter what the situation is?
I heard a few people talking on the thing, but honestly, I do think a situation where it is okay to be one, honestly.
I ain't
even gonna front about that.
I mean, at the end of the day, I think everybody is a situation where everybody damn near, maybe except Nooney Jr. lies.
That's the words of a mature man right there. What he just said, that's the words of a mature man.
Right.
See, I'm not mature. See, other people say they don't snitch because they're tough. No, it has nothing to do with toughness. See, sometimes telling on a person means that you're very tough because you know the type of attention that you're going to get by telling. See, people got the definition of stuff all mixed up. So what he just said, that's the definition of a mature human being, you feel me? That's a person that has matured and is living a civilized life. Don't nobody want to be savages when they 39 and 49 and 89. Man, you got to grow out of that stuff. And if I don't ever grow out of it, then I'm just going to be an ignorant nigga for the rest of my life.
True. You're right about that. At some point, everybody has to, you know what I'm saying, look at things from the eyes of a 35-year-old man and the eyes of a 15 and a 25-year-old man. All of them eyes, those are the same set of eyes. Those three eyes view the world very differently. Trust me. I've been all those.
Right.
Well, I'm not 35 yet, but I'm close. You know what I'm saying? So I'm close enough to say that I don't foresee myself changing too immensely within the next 2 years. You feel what I'm saying? So there you have it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The next question, though, T. Lewis, what about the controversial question, which seems to be the most controversial one, about us having the no snitching rule in effect for our communities? You feel me? Do you think it's right for us to have the no snitching rule in effect? You know, in the hood. You know, to not report crime, should we be promoting that as black people in our own hood, telling our black kids not to snitch, telling our young black men that's 18, 19, don't be a snitch, don't talk to the police, don't help them, even though you got to live here in this motherfucking wild-ass cowboy shit? On top of that, you know what I'm saying? What do you think?
It was funny because, you know, growing up, I mean, I grew up in an environment like that, so I remember, you know, you when you was younger and you go on field trips and stuff like that, and you meet the policemen and the firemen and stuff like that, and you was always talking to these with the guys at the hotel. The problem is, you grew up in areas like Nooney, because, I heard stories about New Orleans Police Department. I heard some crazy stuff. You know, they tell you one thing, but it's actually totally different. So I think, really, I can't say yes or no, because it really depends on the situation. Because, like, in Panama City, you might want to at least get all the neighborhood, the hood neighborhood better. Because, I mean, you know, niggas like us, every hood in Panama City just ran down, and it's getting worse. So, I mean, you might want to try and help cut down and make the neighborhood at least as better as you possibly can. But, like I said, you grew up Third Ward, Fifth Ward, stuff like that up in New Orleans, and, you know, you're dealing with a whole different animal. So you might want to watch who you talk to.
Okay. I feel what you're saying. I think it varies from hood to hood. Like I said, if you're in a hood where snitching can actually cost you your fucking life, you understand what I'm saying? If you're in an area where snitching can actually cost you your life, like maybe New Orleans, like Nooney said or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? Then yeah, nigga, you know what I mean? Like you know what I'm saying? You don't want to damn, you know, you don't want to die just to help the police.
Right.
You feel me? Or to keep crime down in your community. That's just utterly retarded. So I think maybe when you look at it from you know, what are the actual real, what actually really could happen if you do or whatever, I think everybody could take it, you know, situational circumstances. I will say, like I said, I'm not going to even lie. I don't like the police. I say, man, fuck that, fuck telling, fuck snitching shit. But I'm also trill enough with myself, and I'm also 100 enough to understand that you never really know. And you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I've just been around too many people who swore me down, and I really believed them, and I thought that they would never ever snitch dope boys and shit. But when they got jammed up and was facing 30 years and shit like that, they ended up folding. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't necessarily agree with what the fuck they did per se, because I'm like, nigga, you was in it. You probably should have laid down. But then again, I ain't have to do them 30. I wasn't facing them 30. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, my nigga, I really don't know what the fuck I did, because I want a nigga facing them 30 at the end of the motherfucking day. Even though I still feel like Shana said earlier, if you're going to get in this shit, nigga, you already know. If you want to stunt with the hoes and pop the motherfucking rosé, what could possibly happen if they come through and swing on your ass?
Exactly.
But at the same time, I wasn't facing them 30. When them white folk was sitting in that motherfucking room with that nigga and had that paper on the motherfucking table, and it's like, nigga, sign this or you going to do 30, or sign this and you going to do 8, I wasn't the person sitting in that chair.
Right.
At the end of the motherfucking day, my nigga. I wasn't the person sitting in that chair. And these were niggas who I felt like, at the end of the day, were not snitch-ass, bitch-ass niggas or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to call them, real nigga, whatever you want to say. I just felt like I never felt like they were that breed of nigga where they just some lame ass niggas who should never ever been selling dope in the first place. Cause you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, they was facing 30. They had never been in that situation. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They wasn't never, they had never been put in that situation. When they got put in that situation, they folded. You feel what I'm saying? Even though I feel
I mean, I totally agree with you though. I mean,
right.
you got some niggas that just real like that, and they just go ahead and lay down, take the 30. But then some niggas, when they really looking at them in their face, they start thinking. The wheels start turning. So
right.
You know.
All right. So let me see. Well, that was the basic the number one question that I really wanted to get across. Have you ever had to snitch on someone to save yourself or protect a loved one?
No, I never really had that situation like that. Nothing real serious. I mean, not like that.
Would you what if one of your loved ones did some shit, like rape a little girl or rape a child or some shit? Would you tell on them? Would you help cooperate?
Now, this one, I, like I said, I heard about 3 or 4 callers. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't heard every caller tonight. But in my case, I had that happen to me twice. And one case, I never really did have to say anything because police ended up finding my cousin. I mean, that was my nigga for real. That nigga doing life. Basically, what happened here, long story short, nigga went out, nigga felt like he needed to rob somebody. He robbed a taxi cab driver. He ain't really had no need to rob anybody because the nigga had money. I mean, nigga just shot him in the face. And it wasn't a little pistol he shot him in the face with. And what killed him is that at the trial, they showed the pictures.
Uh-huh.
So it was a wrap for him. Then had a family situation. what would have been one of my in-laws, her dude. This happened in the eighth. Raped a little 9-year-old girl. Period, point blank. We ain't know what was going on. Coming from the club, I seen one little policeman walking around in the woods with a flashlight. I'm like, what is this doing? Next thing you know, we go to the store, come back. Next thing, Decatur just flooded. We like, what's going on? Turned out, nigga raped a little 9-year-old girl. And honestly, in both situations, I think I would have had to give it up.
Yeah.
Cause first of all, like I said, my cousin, he had no reason to rob the dude. He ain't had no reason to catch a cab driver. So, I mean, this dude trying to make his ends meet. You don't know if he's trying to put his daughter through college. You don't know if he's trying to pay that next light bill before they turn his lights off. You don't know what's going on. But still, at the same time, you ain't had no business to shoot the dude. You had no reason to shoot the dude. And then on the other side of it, why is you raping a little girl? It just so happened that I was just, it just a rape. But, I mean, just chance by chance, because everybody bringing up raping little girls and women and stuff like that. I actually went through that. And just so happens, it was a lucky thing that the police got him, because this nigga, I mean, her family was from Cuba, and they was coming up from Miami. It was no joke.
Right.
That nigga was going to be there the next morning, so they were going to handle this if Decatur wasn't going to handle it. So that's just what it was going to come down to.
Right. All right. Well, let me. So you've been in a situation, and both times you said you would have gave it up. Had the pressure really been on you, you'd have gave him up. Because you felt like both of those instances were business crimes.
Listen.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to ask him, would you have done it because of pressure, or would you have just done it because it was the right thing to do?
I don't really think it had anything to do with pressure, because, again, like I said, my cousin, man, that was my role dog. He had no reason to rob the dude. There was no reason for him to rob. I could see it. I kind of would understand that he was struggling. I could kind of get that. But, nigga, you weren't struggling. And on the top of that, if you're trying to rob somebody, nigga, why are you trying to knock over the taxi cab driver? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Nigga, go for the big lick. So, if you're going to do that. On the other side, nigga, you supposed to be balling out of control. You supposed to have all these women all around from Florida to Georgia. But then you mess around a little. I mean, for whatever reason, they say he was high. I still don't care whether he was high or not. I don't care what he was on. Nah, nigga, I ain't trying to hear that.
Right. So because it was the right thing to do, like Nooney asked, was it because of the right thing to do? Is that why you did it?
Yeah, it is more so for the right thing to do as opposed to really any pressure or anything. Because, like I said, man, I'm thinking of that. And then, but see, that's where me and my family had a little disagreement about my cousin, because they trying to say, oh, that he didn't have to do all that. The judge didn't have to be so harsh. I'm like, well, at the same time, he didn't have to shoot that guy.
Right.
Over a couple of dollars.
Do the crime, do the time.
Right.
I guess
except
that's what it is.
Your lick. Accept your lick, baby. Accept your lick.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like that dude. Just like that dude took them shells. You got to take them years.
Yeah. All right. Stand by. Stand by, T. Lewis. 912.
Yeah,
thanks for being patient. You're on the line with K100 Internet Radio. 912-227. 25. Yes. What's going on?
Hello.
What's going on?
Hey, man, that sounds like a Camden County, Georgia number.
It is. It's Ebony.
What's up? Hey, hello.
All right.
Hey.
Thanks for calling the show, baby. Appreciate it. You feel what I'm saying? You hung on the line for a long time, so you obviously feel real strongly about what we're talking about. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into these questions with you.
Hey, listen, before you get started, and I'm not dissing her hood, because I used to live there. I was stationed there for a while.
Uh-huh.
But, man, that place got so many. I think that place got the most snitches on earth.
Is he right?
Hey, look, if anybody know me, they know I don't hang out in them streets. I honestly, well, regardless of where you go, you're going to always find those few people who are going to talk. So
bruh,
I honestly can't vouch for that.
They snitch outside in front of the police, in front of everybody out there.
Oh, hey, Billy Bad Phoenix, is Nooney right? Is there a lot of snitches down there? Oh, he's not.
You asking me?
No, I was asking somebody else who was from the 912 area too, but he must not be on the line.
I didn't open
the phone. But anyway, okay, let me go ahead and jump to it. Episode 181, K100, 182. Snitching. All right, Ebony, do you think it's ever okay to be a snitch in any situation?
I think snitching is overrated. quite honestly, like the last few people were saying, it's definitely situational, I believe, because if you don't talk, then you're only enabling them people to continue doing all the bad things that they're doing. So if you continue to say, oh, I want change and I want this to happen, I want this to stop happening, then you're going to have to talk. People don't read minds these days, and unless you are willing to be that person to step out and try to make that difference, then I don't think that anything is going to be done unless you talk. So in my opinion, I believe that to a certain extent, and depending on the situation, you have to talk. And I think people kind of forget to realize that that's what they need to do in order to crack down on some of the things that's going on with certain societies and, I guess, hoods is what you want to call it or whatever you want to call it, yeah.
So have you ever been in a situation, question number two, have you ever been in a situation where you had to snitch someone out to save yourself or protect a loved one or for any reason?
Not at all. No, I honestly haven't been.
No? Okay.
Hey, he says she don't be out there like that, bro.
Yeah, true.
See, the only reason why I was really tuning in, and it's because I haven't really been listening, but my brother was telling me about it, and so...
Hold on. Is this Billy Bad Phoenix's sister?
It is. Noonie should vouch for that.
Oh, well, see, you said Ebony. I know, like, 30 Ebony's from Main Brush. She's so fine. Ooh, good Lord have mercy.
Damn it, man. The guy's still on the line, Noonie. What the hell?
Man, look, bro, hold on, bro. Hey, I'm going to keep it 100. I'm not even trying to holler at her or nothing like that, but I had the biggest crush on her. I had the biggest crush on her for, like, a year, dog, like, straight up. Like, dog, I was in love with this girl, and she didn't even know me. Didn't know nothing, like.
No, wow. I was clueless of this. I'm just now knowing about this.
Hello. Okay. I guess that changes everything,
Noonie. Okay. Blizzard, ain't this show called Keep It 100?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You are, in fact, right. You are right, sir. Question number three, Ebony.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's wrong to tell people in the hood not to report crimes, a.k.a. stop snitching? You think that's wrong? You think we should kill that whole notion in our communities as black people?
I don't think people should tell other people what to do, because when it all comes down to it, if a crime was to happen, let's say the roles were reversed. The people that are telling people don't talk, don't do this, don't do that, don't cooperate with the police. Let's say a situation happened with their family. Okay, what's the one thing they're going to want? They're going to want those people who harmed their family, who did something towards their family, to talk. So I think people are hypocritical to that one topic. I believe that people should be able to talk, and people should make up their own minds to do what's right. And unfortunately, in communities where you have people who are not guided in the right path, they, I guess, just kind of let all the negativity kind of wrap their minds around this whole thing about don't talk to the police and don't help, and, you know, if you talk, I'm going to do this and that. No, I think people should be able to make their own judgment and, you know, do what they feel is right, because
most of the people in the hood,
yeah.
Most of the people in the hood that say no snitching, they be the ones that be snitching, though.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, looking from the outside in, you know, because I've never been in, you know, a hardcore situation or anything like that, but looking from the outside in, like, many of those people that live in those situations, they be the main people saying, okay, well, you know, I don't want to live this life. I don't want my child to end up this way. And, you know, they always say, I want. Well, what are you doing to help? You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
so
bro,
unless you... step out and do what you got to do, and it's going to continue.
Hey, this young lady is a definition of a bad chick, and I ain't talking about the body. I'm talking about you listen to her conversation. She keeping it real. She's smart, intelligent. Hey, she said the same thing I said earlier, even though I admitted to being part of the problem. You feel me?
Right. So last question, Ebony. If someone in your family, well, I'm pretty sure how you're going to answer this question based on what you just said, someone in your family does something wrong, you're gonna cooperate with the police? Your brother, what if it's Billy? What if it's your brother? What if you found out your brother did something really horrible, like murder someone or something? Would you tell on your brother?
Well, first of all, I would have to approach him, because he already know how I am. So let's say he do something way out of whack, which is real stupid. First of all, I'm going to tell him my opinion. And second of all, yes, I am going to report it, because if you grow up and you know right from wrong, then you shouldn't allow bad judgment to go to that extent. I feel people that commit crimes and things like that, they blame it. They're so quick to blame it on their environment. But what people fail to realize is that when you actually want to make something out of yourself, you shouldn't blame it on your surroundings. There's people that live in the hood, but that don't mean that they're going to be hood people. They'd be some of the most intelligent people out there. So, I mean, I would record it.
What if it's
your husband and you had three kids from him, y'all happily married, great big house. I mean, he's not a thug. He's a banker, but he killed somebody. Would you tell on him?
Hold on. I'm gonna make it even tougher.
Okay,
what if it was your husband and he works on Wall Street, y'all got a big house and crib and everything, and y'all doing good, and he's been embezzling money from people, from companies, you know what I'm saying? Say he was part of some shit like Enron where people lost their whole life savings behind it. He ruined people's lives. What if he was a Bernie Madoff? But you were married to this guy. What would you do?
Okay, first off, money doesn't define happiness and money doesn't define love. So
bad
if I loved him enough, then I would love him enough to basically report him and make him understand. Yeah, why not?
Okay, I find she is. You get the guns for saying that you love him enough to report.
But hold on, Blizzum. I think what she's trying to say is that anybody who she would marry would have to have the same or similar values that she has. Is that what you're trying to say, Edmund?
You're absolutely right, because that's the one thing that defines a person. I mean, you might not like a person because of their judgment sometimes,
so
but absolutely, you gotta have the right kind of values.
Is that the only alternative? Can you just leave him, or would you tell on him?
Yeah,
no, I wouldn't leave him per se, but, you know, doing things like that, working in the field that you're working in, first of all, you got to know what you're getting yourself into. If you got all the money, like you said, like a house and blah, 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 this, that, and the third, then why would you even mess up or try to ruin other
people's
lives?
That's how he got the money. That's how he got it. He got it because he was definitely money.
You didn't say that.
No, it's like this. When you're successful on Wall Street, of course you might make $200,000 a year, but this cat, I'm talking about, was doing it big.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He might not have started out doing that, but he might have got pressured. You know, maybe one of his CEOs was doing it and he said, if you don't do it, man, we're gonna get rid of you, we're gonna frame you. I mean, who knows?
Well, the success of a relationship is communication, and if he obviously felt that way about, you know, someone on the job coming to him, telling him that, and he don't come and tell me, and then I find out he's doing it behind my back, then obviously that's going to be a huge problem. If you married to somebody and you got certain things going on, you got
to
talk.
Because basically y'all are supposed to have this union of marriage, and if he's putting his own self at harm's way, is that what you're saying? He's not really keeping it 100 in the relationship. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, how many of us really in a real marriage brings
I'm not saying that I agree with her. I'm just trying to get out of her what it is that she's saying.
Well, Ebony, I'm gonna tell you, guys, as a man from a man's point of view, we don't bring our problems from work home to the wife like that. Not those issues. There's a line of communication there's a line that is drawn. Yes, we need to communicate about a lot of things, but if we got something like that going on in our job, we're not going to bring that home to you as men. So I hope in the future when you...
At the same time, if you putting yourself on a... I mean, if you got yourself on the line like that, I mean, you're going to obviously, some way or another, going to end up talking about
now
it.
Listen,
you can say all day that you're not going to do it, but...
Listen, I want to ask Ebony and I want to ask Blizzum the same question. Why do you, Blizzum, feel that a man will not do that? And I don't want... Don't just give me a little three-word answer. I want you to give me a thesis.
Because...
Like,
At the end of the day, men carry problems of that magnitude on their shoulders. We communicate certain amount of things with women. You feel what I'm saying? We'll communicate a lot of things that's pertinent and necessary that we need to in a good relationship, whatever. But there are some things where we draw the line and we shut ourselves off to our women, and rightfully so. Okay, some things about how you really getting your money a lot of times, unless it directly involves her, like if she's directly, like if it was a situation like that right there and he's using her name on accounts to where if they come and boom his ass, she going to prison too, and she needs to know about that. But he wants to keep that separate because, first of all, if he is doing something like that right there to protect her, to keep her out of it, if you're a real motherfucking man, you're not going to tell her, because when the motherfucking fans come pressure her motherfucking ass, asking her shit like that, she need to be able to say, I don't motherfucking know, so she can be there to raise the motherfucking kids. Point blank.
Okay. Now, hey, let me ask you another question, Blizzum. Is that a double standard, or is that one foot in the door and one foot out the door, or no?
That's just being a real man about your shit. You know what I'm saying? that's
okay.
What it is.
Okay, Ebony, now, but before you answer this question, I want to know, do you feel like that because you like, read the Bible, you get this from your parents, or, like, where do you get this idea that everything should be communicated from a man?
That's just how the way I look at things, personally.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I really don't know your. I can't remember if your mother and father are together or not. But
no.
Okay, well, if they were, do you think that, or when they were, because they had to been together sometime to make you and make Kendra and William, right?
Yeah, but that was back in yeah.
Okay,
but, yeah,
okay. But listen, but they were together though, right? Correct. They had to been together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think that he told her everything, or she told him everything, or do you think that every man out here, not just your father and mother, but every man, has told everything to every woman that he's been with, or you don't even care about that? It is what it is. The way you feel is how you feel.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to feel how I feel about it, but at the same time, to answer your question, no, I don't think every man is going to talk to their ladies, but who am I to say that they haven't?
So is that what you expect out of a man? When you want to get married to a man, you expect him to tell you everything, right?
I mean, you want to know, like, important stuff.
I'm not talking about when he was at Walmart and he saw a girl with nice shorts. I'm not talking about that.
I'm referring into the situation of and whatever he was saying about the money and messing up people's lives. That's something that you would want to know. If someone was putting the guy that I was married with life on the line, trying to pressure him to do something, then obviously if he was smart enough, then he would come to me with that and we could discuss that, because you don't keep stuff like that behind closed doors, because there's major repercussions for
you. Keep stuff like that behind closed doors if the fact that you know could get you a federal indictment. In the scenario that Noonie and the scenario that we just came up with right there, when it's like that's like the dope boys who got down chicks and they don't tell them where the work is at, or they don't have to work at the house and they don't need to know. You feel what I'm saying?
And
you know
that's
what I mean?
Why 90% of them wind up in prison.
If they don't know, they can't. The fans can't do shit to them if they don't know. Yeah, you got to make sure they don't. You got to make sure there's no way in hell they can prove that they kind of sort of knew. That's your responsibility as a hustler, and that's also your responsibility. Anytime you're doing anything that can make your significant other go to jail behind your actions, you need to make sure that they are totally clear. Period. Point blank.
Listen, do you believe that this don't tell everything thing goes for the hustlers or for all men?
For all men, because it depends on what kind of life. He don't got to be a hustler, but depending on what the hell he do, she don't need to know every fucking thing. No.
We live in a world full of opposition.
See, I ain't saying you got to tell everything, but you want to know all the major stuff, like I said before. That's something serious that you don't keep away from somebody that you love. I'm sorry. And if you're going to keep something like that away from me, I'm not telling what else you're going to keep away.
I can love my wife, but if I get my dick sucked by a groupie when I'm on tour, she doesn't need to know that.
Well, that's what you call being unfaithful. If you're married to your wife, then you should be married to your wife.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying,
keeping it real.
It's pertinent to things that, I mean, let's just keep it 100. If you're out there, you're a rich entertainer or whatever, chances are you might get some outside head every now and again. Let's just keep it 100. This is the nature of my show. I pulls no punches here, Ebony. That's just what it is. So if you're going to be married to an entertainer and you want
to
live
the glitz. I'm going to be married to an engineer.
I'm just saying, women who would like to be married to a Will Smith, or like to be married to a Kenyon Martin, or whoever the hell else, like, you want to be Miss Lala, you want to be Lala, you want to take that motherfucking chick shoes, understand, she married to a motherfucking NBA ball player. She going to have to deal with the fact that sometimes, even though he may be a good man, at the end of the day, he's a man, the pressure gets to you, he might get his dick sucked from a groupie every day.
Hey, man, hey, I don't even think you got to be in the I think you can be married to a teacher, married to a sailor. If he's going to cheat, he's going to cheat, period.
Yeah. I understand. But when Noonie, you know that you, like, come on now. You know when it comes down.
But, hey, bro, you have been out to sea before, right? You've been out to sea.
Yeah.
Now, how many of the enlisted men, we ain't going to talk about officers, we're going to talk about enlisted. How many of the enlisted men have sex with women in different countries? How many of them?
A lot of them. Get married.
And that's exactly why if they catch a disease, they're going to stay right where they're at, too.
But guess what? it's not just Navy, though. It's not just Marine Corps. It's teachers that do it. I do understand what Blitz was saying. He said these dudes making millions of dollars, and he's getting thrown at them at alarming rates. But
right.
What I'm trying to tell you, Ebony, is that any man would do it if that's the type of man he is.
True.
Yeah, I mean, that is true, but that's why you...
Half of the men in Camden mess with boys on the side. So, I mean, that's a whole other story, though.
Wow. And that's exactly why I don't be down there anyway.
All right, hold on, Ebony.
She's in your town, Blizzum. Hello.
Uh-oh, you in the A?
I sure am.
Can I be your friend on Facebook?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Can I be a friend on Facebook?
I'm going to tag you, Blizzum.
Oh, okay, yeah, do that.
All right.
She is so fine.
All right, thanks for calling in the show, Ebony. Appreciate it, you did. Hold on, I got Michigan Girl on the line. I don't know if she wants to talk or not because she never did hit the number one, but let me see. Michigan Girl.
What's up?
You want to talk or could you not talk?
I can't talk. I'm still with my work people. I was just listening.
Oh, all right. So that's the only other person that I open up her line just because she calls the show all the time and I see her number on here, so I'm going to make sure she didn't want to talk and she just didn't hit the number one. Everybody else on the phone line, no one else hit the number one. You feel me? So that's it. That pretty much culminates the show. Now, Noni. Hey, Noni.
What's up, boy? What's up, my name?
At the end of this episode, let me ask you this, dog. Now, I want to close the show on this, our conversation. Actually, I'm going to close the show. I'm going to play two songs. And this is for the people who listen to the podcast or the couple of people who are still on the phone. And then I'm going to close the show. Before I even go any further, what you think about that real bid?
I love it, dog. I love it, man. It's good. It's good music. I'm going to download it. Or you can email it to me. I'm playing on my show. I'm going to just start playing your music a lot on my show. You know, I just feel like we need to support each other. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we
right.
do support each other. You feel me?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Anybody listening, don't get it can screw. You feel me? Don't get it misconstrued, you know what I'm saying? But I just feel like instead of, you know, playing a lot of people I play who don't even support my show at all, like you have your own 2-3 hour show and then sometimes you call in the mind and that's hard to do. That's hard.
Yep. Yeah. But that's how it is when you support people who support you. But before I go, let me ask you this one question. At the end of this conversation, and I'm going to play two songs. I'm going to play Noonan Jr. I'm going to keep it real. And then I'm going to play a new joint that I got called Real Big. And this is just, I always play sometimes when I have shows like this and no one's really raising their hand at the end of the show. I ride out with some music. And that's for the people who download the podcast. I just give them something because I got a lot of people who download my podcast more so because I'm a primetime slot and people be kind of, they can't catch the show during the primetime because they're getting home from work. And they tell me, man, I wish you'd come on later, but I like my slot. You feel me? I like the time I come on. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to change that. So a lot of people have to catch the replay. And I do that sometimes. I put songs at the end of the show just so they can be like, give them something to bump to. So I'm going to run these two songs at the end of this conversation that I'm going to have real quick with Noonie. But before I go, Noonie, at the end of the day, we as black people, and this is what I feel, you know what I'm saying? Also, tell your mom shots out there for calling into the show. I feel like we are very, very bad off as black people because of a lot of things. This show right here that I did tonight, at the end of the day, question number three is the number one question that I really want. I just slid it in there as number three. I didn't want to make it the main question because I wanted it to sneak up on people. Question number three, the question about should we advocate the no snitching rule in our communities in which we live in, and even you said that you wouldn't snitch because that's the kind of person that you are or whatever. But I think things like that right there is just
but
like...
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen. I don't think there's no problem with people telling on people.
You just don't do it. Yeah.
I mean, because it's like this, bro. The way you fix a problem is by fixing it. So
right.
if you kill a person because they killed somebody else, you kind of fixed it, but you created another problem, okay? And I definitely believe in that action, right? But guess what's wrong with that action? Now, whoever killed that person, now they might be facing jail time. So... You know, one thing about living in the jungle, you have to play by the jungle rules, you know what I'm saying? And you have to understand the jungle rules. For all you dudes that talking about you ain't going to snitch, that's cool. But if you really ain't going to do it, you ain't going to do it. And guess what? When you don't do it, just like Blizzard said, you're going to be spending 30 years in jail.
Yeah.
You know,
so
you have to be willing to accept that. See, this is called being real. You know, you have to be willing to accept the fact that you might get told on. I don't say might. You will get told on.
You're going to get told on at some point if you're in the game.
If if you make enough money and if you piss enough cops off and you piss enough pussy-ass niggas and females off, you will get told on.
Yeah.
I've been told on stuff that I haven't even did.
Me too.
You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know what I'm saying? What I did was highly exaggerated. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that I didn't necessarily do it, but what I did and my involvement in it was highly exaggerated. And yeah.
Like, hey, look, like, why am I still? I bet you $1 million this is going to come back to me. Right now, I'm currently involved. I only mess with one woman.
Right.
You know who she is. But the fact by me saying what I just said about Ebony, somebody, I'm not saying K100 people, but somebody listening to the show is going to forward a message or something to this young lady and say that I was trying to holler at Ebony on the line, even though I didn't try to holler. I just said she was fine as hell, and I had a crush on her a long time ago.
Right.
But see, the whole thing, I hate when people say that they not going to snitch, but what's your reason? What's your belief? Like, I told you why I don't do it.
Right, right.
But see, a lot of people say they don't do it, but they can't tell you why. They can't prove it. They can't explain their disposition with no snitching.
My official position on it is I've never done it. I've never really been a snitch. I really don't advocate it. I really don't like it. But I'm one of the people who say I've never been faced with 30 years in prison. I've never had no one kill one of my motherfucking loved ones. You feel me? Or anything like that right there. You know what I'm saying? So I've never been put in a situation like that.
And I don't say stuff to act hard, but like, you know, anybody know my story know that people very close to me. When I say close, I'm talking about immediate family have been murdered, and we know who did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is real stuff. I ain't gonna even go there. You feel me? I don't want to get all hot like that. But you know, what happened, and the reaction to the action happened too. And that's what it was. I'm not saying that it was the right way, but it had happened like that. And that's how, like, I'm gonna say my family get down. I'm not gonna say every single person in my family get down like that, but the immediate members, the ones that I fool with, that's how they get down. Now, who's to say 10 years on the line they might not change their ways? Who's to say? But, you know, I can't speak on that. But what I can speak on is that I come from a real gangster-type family. And when I say gangster, I ain't talking about thugs. I'm talking about gangster. You know, now, I'm not a gangster. I was actually an A-plus student in school. I was an athlete. But I was also the person who was homeless. You feel me?
Right.
So, you know, but, you know, yeah, man, I really like this show. It's real, you know, and you really... You kind of expose some people without them even knowing that they got exposed. Really, really, they exposed themselves. I don't have to say who. It is what it is. I mean, it was
right.
it was more than one person, you know, because people probably think I'm talking about Pat, but I'm not, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, people got exposed on this show. Their true feelings got exposed, a true story, and this was a great show because I had a snitching show with Super Chino, you know what I'm saying, a while ago. And a lot of niggas were calling in talking about they don't snitch. And I was listening to what they were saying. I was, you know, I really don't know class with my guests like you do. But at the same time, I know that they be lying. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I do it. But sometimes I just let people make complete fools of themselves.
Yeah, you got to do that sometimes. But you know, I do come from.
Guess what? I have a confession.
What's that?
If I was a nurse, and I can say if, because if I was a nurse, if somebody in my department was doing something that was going to kill somebody or not treat them right, correctly, I would report them.
Right.
But guess what? I'm not a nurse because guess what? I know that I can't handle it.
Right.
See, and that's called being real, man. People, if you know you want to be a dope boy and you know you're going to tell, why are you in the game?
Right. Get
don't
out of
it.
Do something else.
Don't do it. You can get you a forklift license, a forklift operator license. And if you don't have money, most states will pay for you. If you prove to them that you want to go, and you make $25 an hour. Okay, they don't have jobs out here. Well, go find something else to do, man. Go pimp some hoes. Go do something, bro.
I don't know.
Build you a studio. Get you a camera like Blizzard and make money off of it.
Exactly.
This is what you do. This is called hustling.
Yep.
Dope is not the only hustle.
Oh, man. All right. God damn it! Damn!
What happened?
I tried to refresh my switchboard to get to the damn music, and that bitch disappeared on me. Motherfucker.
Hey.
Bitch.
Hey, hold on. Look here. If you come in to listen to the podcast and download this on iTunes, go to Blizzom Wall. He gonna put the songs that he wanted y'all to hear on his wall right now, at this time.
Right now.
You gotta do is press play. Don't even press play on mine first, press play on his first, and then press play on mine. And if you on my wall, go to my wall, and I'm going to play. I'm going to put Blizzom song up. I'm not putting mine up, because y'all, if you on my wall, you already know about me. You heard me? I'm going to put Blizzom song up 4 times in a row. No excuses.
And there you have it. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Appreciate the homie Nunes Jr. coming in, stopping on the line. Thanks everybody who's on the phone lines. Thanks everybody listening to the podcast. Thanks everybody that called in on the phones and listening on the internet. Episode 182. Snitching. We got to get it together, black people. I'm not saying going around telling on everybody, but we got to make sure we're promoting the right moralistic ways. We got to get our black families, we got to get our communities back together. But at the end of the day, stop snitching. K100 Internet Radio. I'm out. Check my wall for the damn song. Fucking Blog Talk. Holla.
Hello.